awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it. 3, 2, 1.
The return. It has begun.
It has begun.
Yeah. Yeah, turn your mic up.
I'm trying to
there
figure
it is.
I don't know which one's doing which.
Booyah. There it is. Yeah, that's perfect.
Yes.
Hey, everybody. I've been gone for a long time, and Steve-O turned into DJ Bossman Dan when I got back.
That's right. It finally happened.
You got taller.
Baller. More handsome.
Woo. Smell better.
Smarter.
Smell way better.
No, it's not this.
On a smell scale, I'm going to give you a 10 out of 17.
It's probably because I bathe in the morning versus rolling out of bed and coming in.
Yep. I bathe in the morning as well. And I'm talking full-on bath. I don't do this shower business. I'm old school.
Really?
No. I don't ever take baths.
I prefer to shower. I'm not big on the whole bath thing.
That's a good thing.
Because you're just sitting in a pool of your own filth,
yeah,
and that's
dead,
gross to
dead
me.
Dead skin cells, Doug.
That's just kind of nasty.
Ah, gross. I hope everybody's Christmas and holiday and New Year's was great.
Mine was.
Mine was good, too.
You've been gone for a really long time.
I know.
I was like, taken off when I saw you this morning.
It's because of the haircut.
You know what's funny is, like, we kind of segued into this, and I just picked a random bed to play.
Yeah.
But then after I said that,
I
heard the music
and
was like, okay, it's going to be one of those morning shows.
It is a good morning show. It's going to be really good. All morning.
I would hope so.
I don't know what's going to happen. I know we have a phone call right now that we should probably get to because I bet this cat hasn't talked to me in a long time.
Okay, so should I turn off the music when I turn him on?
You just turn the music down. Or off.
Or off.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to push that button.
Let's try it.
Hello, this is Static.
Nope. We can't hear him.
We should. Hello?
Hello? Oh, well.
What the heck?
Doug, can you hear him?
Check.
Is he there?
Is he there?
He's there.
Doug is saying something to me. So that's turned on. Oh, there we go.
There it is.
That's what it is.
That makes sense.
Let's try that again.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Whoa!
You guys have an age, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew from Albuquerque, what are you doing?
Just waking up, guys, getting ready for school. I understand you're having technical difficulties.
Yeah, you sound like a transformer.
You know, it's because, guys, I'm outside. I'm here because I don't want to wake my sister up. She's still asleep.
You sound like a transformer.
I got it.
Yeah.
There you are.
How was your vacation, guys? The Christmas break and the New Year's.
It was good. It was really good.
Well, that's good to hear, guys. It's good to hear. I'm back up and running now. It's back to school, so the regular call-in time still stands, 6:15 a.m.
Yeah.
So, yeah, guys, hey, you know what? For all of you guys turning in to this beautiful radio station this morning, listening in, you know what? You guys just turned to the best station on the dial today.
That's right, you did.
Just turned the best one. Now, don't change that dial, guys. Don't change that dial. Hey, you know what? I'm back.
You are back. What did you get for Christmas, Matthew?
Well, guys, I got an Xbox 360, shaver, and I got a few other things. I got a load of cash.
You got a shaver?
Yeah, because I have to start shaving. I'm starting to get a little scruff, you know.
You got a little mustache going right there?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit of mustache?
Guys, I got to look clean because I have a state ID photo, and if I don't match my state ID photo, it may be a bad thing because I'm traveling tomorrow, guys. I'm actually going to be at District for DECA. So
District 12? You're going to District 12?
No, guys, it's not District 12, guys.
Listen, District 12 got destroyed. You cannot go to District 12. Trust me. Don't go to District 12.
Well, guys, it's not District 12. It's actually... DECA District at University of New Mexico, all DECA students are actually going in.
You mean the Democratic Ecumenical Christian Association?
Hey, you know what? My mom said, talked about District 12 a few minutes ago. She goes, you know what? That's Mockingjay. She knows that she's a Mockingjay fanatic, but she is.
Mock!
Anyways, yeah,
Daniel?
Guys, tomorrow's
Mock.
Day, all the DECA students compete.
I'm
We're
trying to do
tomorrow,
Dumb and Dumber.
All day.
And nobody is tracking with me.
I haven't seen
Doug.
It in years.
Mock! Yeah! Ing! Yeah! Bird! Yeah! Yeah. Yeah, Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard? Have you heard?
Hey,
she's gonna buy me a Mockingbird, Mockingbird. And if that Mockingbird don't sing, she's gonna buy me a diamond ring. And if that diamond ring don't shine, yes.
Oh, Mateo, so listen. Actually, you guys, this morning I have a prayer request coming from my best friend over in California.
Yep.
It's about her older sister, Justine. She passed away over the weekend, so, of course, she wanted me to put a prayer request over the air.
Yeah.
And, again, my best friend's name is Salazar. Of course, she's in California. I've talked about her a couple times on the air.
Okay.
So her older sister, again, Justine, passed away over the weekend, so she asked that me put it on the air that everyone please pray for her and her family. They're going through this tough time.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's hard.
It is.
You know,
hard.
Losing someone is hard, guys. It's really hard.
I liked being happy until now, but go ahead.
So, yeah, she has asked me to put it in on the air this morning as a prayer request going out.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just short, simple, to the point. That's how most of the prayer requests are that come into me, so.
Well, you did get a shaver for Christmas, so that's good.
Yeah, the shaver's actually pretty nice, guys. It's one of those ones that's a closed blade on the top.
Okay, before you talk anymore, what song do you want to hear?
Let's see, what song's for? You know what, guys? Get me some Fall Goliath Fall by Project A6. And this morning, I'm going to have to put this one out to my high school, Volcano Vista High School in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Good morning, everyone. Wake up. It's the first day back.
Yeah.
Drink coffee if you have to, but please don't drink too much.
Don't drink and drive. That's right. All right, thanks, Matthew. Hope you have a good
day. Guys. Thanks, guys. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. You hung up on him.
I just maybe turned it off a little too
early.
That's
okay. Let's play his song, and then we'll come back with breaking news.
Okay.
Does that sound good to you?
That'll work.
That will work greatly. Ooh. There it is.
There it is right there.
We'll be back with more Team Awesome Morning Party after this.
Static.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hello, everyone. It's time for breaking news, and I have returned, so I'm going to read it to you.
I'm here, too.
Today's January 5th, 2015. Oh, it's
you know
the first
what surprises me?
What?
The amount of people who think that this is America's 2015th year and Earth's 2015th year.
It is, man. I'm super young Earth. Super young.
Super young Earth.
Like baby Earth. That's what I am. I'm baby Earth. You guys, some of you are old Earth. Some of you are what right now? And some of you are young Earth. I'm baby Earth.
Baby Earth.
This Earth is 2015 years old.
That's right.
It didn't even start until the Gregorian calendar got established or whatever. That's when it all began. Everything was in black and white until the 60s. And then in the South, it's kind of still like that, but it's different. It's awful. So now 2015 is the future. And we're in it. It's January 5th. So let's get to the news. I don't know the number of the day because somebody didn't show me the number of the day.
Is it me?
There. Well, you printed this out, didn't
you? I thought it was Doug.
No, Doug. Did you
what
print this
Doug
out?
What does Doug do for the morning show?
He prints this out for me, and he sits in there, and he sends me encouraging thoughts with his mind.
Because I printed that.
I know. That's why the number of the day is not in here.
So why do we need Doug?
We need him every day. Doug, we need you. I need you here. I know.
Let's do the news.
Okay, Selena Gomez is in trouble for posting Instagram pictures of her and her friends being disrespectful in a mosque in Abu Dhabi. Abu Dhabi, Abu Dhabi. That's from a Jim Carrey movie. A professor at Rutgers. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, is Dhabi Aladdin's friend's last name?
The monkey?
Yes.
No. A professor at Rutgers is using episodes of Seinfeld to teach psychology. That's probably the best class you could take at Rutgers. I would take it. Did you like Seinfeld?
I heard they use it in Guantanamo Bay also.
To torture people?
To torture people.
This is different. This is a teaching psychology class. It's probably torture too. New research shows that most cancers are the result of a random mutation and not lifestyle. Essentially, it's just bad luck. That's pretty interesting. Do you have good or bad luck? Will you get cancer?
I don't think I have luck.
What do you have?
I never win anything.
I have bad luck.
But bad things usually don't happen all that often.
Yeah. I think I have bad luck because I have this like ghost that follows me around. That's a different story.
Matt, that's your shadow.
No, man. It's always when the sun's out, it follows me.
And but when you turn it around, hides. It Ooh, hides behind
it's
you.
It's hiding all the time. It hides when it's cloudy. It doesn't like cold weather. When it's snowing or raining.
That is your shadow.
That is my shadow.
That is your shadow.
He goes wherever I go, like a ghost. That's how I know it's a ghost. And it's evil. You can now take a guitar onto a plane. Booyah! Let me tell you guys something about my life that it doesn't really count anymore because I don't tour so much anymore. But for a while there, it was a pain.
You had to check it, didn't you?
The biggest pain in the world is taking your guitar or bass onto an airplane.
I wonder if there's a size restriction.
There is, but one certain airline that I LUV has big enough overhead bins to fit a bass guitar.
Nice.
And the thing is, I put up a tweet about this last year because I got so frustrated. They issued a new law years ago, like 2011 or something, and it said that if you were on the plane and you put your bass or whatever there, if you put your instrument there first, that's your space. That's it. But then it said that law had to be put into effect. It was written, but it wasn't like instant. It wasn't put into effect. And so I had these times where I would get in arguments with people and I'd be like, no, I can do this. And they would say, no, it's not in effect. And so sometimes I would have to check it. And so I ended up, like, I bought a new bass because my bass that I have, my good bass is like a 74P bass. I don't want to fly with that thing and then it get destroyed on the conveyor belt because that thing's priceless to me. I don't know. If I have to choose between my bass and my new baby coming, it's going to be a moral conflict for me, you know? No, I'm kidding.
So
I would choose a bass.
Don't you think you could use the strings as a weapon?
No.
Take one of those off, wrap it around your hands and...
Yeah, I mean, you could if you were a talented ninja. I'm not very talented or a ninja. But anyway, now this law has been put into effect. Like, now...
You could whack someone with the bass.
You could. Oh,
the guitar
man.
In general.
You could. You could hit somebody in the head with it, knock them out.
I think airlines need to reconsider.
No, they don't. This is beautiful. If you're a musician out there and you're flying now legally, if you get on the plane and put your... Like, if it'll fit in the oversized compartment, if you can put your instrument in there, they can't tell you not to. Now it's totally like it's a law. It is a law, and I'm stoked about it.
Good.
And it comes at a perfect time where I don't really tour anymore,
exactly.
And I'm probably not going to have to really use it.
That's true.
Except for I might have a show in February. I found this out. I found this out over the week, like this past week.
Nice.
There's a show. There is a show. What?
Is it cool. The Waverly Reunion show?
No, it's not the Waverly Reunion. That's never going to happen.
Never.
Never. Pope Francis has named 15 new cardinals. No word yet on if he's named any Blue Jays. A new study instructed already obese people to visit their favorite fast food restaurant and eat an additional 1,000 calories a day.
Why?
You can get paid to get fatter. This is America. That's why.
What is the purpose of that?
The American dream.
Is it like a study?
Yeah. It says it's a study.
Is it like the purpose of getting them to be sick of their food
or something?
I think
they're trying to figure out how fat you can get before it actually kills you.
Before
it just kills
you. Skeleton collapses on itself.
They can say fatness killed him. It killed him. It came for him in the night and destroyed him.
See, there's overweight, there's obesity, and then there's just fatness.
Death fat. That's
death
what
fat.
This is called. Death fat. The sister of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un got married.
Oh.
I actually watched
That's
interview.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I watched the interview Don and I did over Christmas. Doug, did you watch it? So this movie that had tons of controversy surrounding it and all this crazy, 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 I watched it. and it was actually funny.
Now, have you been personally attacked?
No, believe it or
by
not.
By that group?
Nope. Also, speaking of personal attacks that aren't real, if you are on Facebook and you post some status saying that better safe than sorry, legal blah, 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 I don't give Facebook permission to... Doug, have you seen this? Hey, listen to me. Not real. Not real. Not real. Not real. You know who's guilty of this? Every time? My sister Kimberly.
Oh.
Every time there's some kind of hoax, she just goes for it just in case.
Just in case.
And I say, our last name's not Case, and my name's not Justin. That's Doug's cousin or something.
Do you actually have a cousin named Justin?
He does. He has a sister named Justin.
Hey, what's your kid's middle name? Wait, wait, wait. I can't hear you. Don't answer that.
Wait, you can prod him up. Prod up, Doug! Prod up, Doug!
Hello.
Yeah!
Hey, Doug.
Hi.
What's your kid's middle name?
Gene.
Gene?
Yeah.
Gene Gray?
No, just Gene.
No, just Gene.
Is it Jean?
No.
No.
Just Gene. G-E-N-E.
Oh.
Yeah.
Doug, I'm sorry that he prodded you up just to combat you with words.
It's okay.
It's not fair.
I know.
Thank
Life's
you,
not fair.
I'm turning you off now.
Gosh. You don't like Doug. Anyway, it was funny. I can't... it's rated R, so obviously, you know.
You're not publicly endorsing it
no.
and telling our
I'm
listeners
saying that
you
I was,
have to watch
I
it.
I was genuinely surprised at how much I laughed at that movie.
Good.
There was a lot of Lord of the Rings referencing going on that was just hilarious. And then they use a Katy Perry song, and it's really... Man, it's funny. Okay, the NFL playoffs got started this weekend, and some people made a lot of money on those games. Did you pay attention to any of this?
I did not know the NFL playoffs started.
Yes.
I just learned this.
If Steve-O was here, I think he would be talking about the Cowboys. Didn't they win, Doug? Cowboys won, but wasn't it kind of controversial? Kind of. We'll talk about it more when we do birthdays, because I need to know what's up with that. Because I'm pretty sure that the Lord blessed me and Detroit Lions lost, and that Bill Peterson probably cried.
Do the
cried.
Detroit Lions ever win?
I don't think they do.
So
I don't,
there was,
do they win, Doug?
There was this little
Lions,
stint.
Lions never win.
Where at a TV station I worked at, everybody wanted to do this football thing, and I had to pick a team, so I was like, what's the worst team in the league?
Lions.
And everyone said the Lions.
Every time.
But one of the directors already had it, so I went with the Dolphins.
But the Dolphins, aren't the Dolphins okay this year?
They're
terrible.
They actually did pretty good that year.
Sea mammals are not good sports players.
No.
No, but you would think a land, like a jungle cat or an African savannah cat would be better. But no, the Lions, Bill Peterson, are not good, and neither is Detroit. I said it.
True story.
Secret World War II underground Nazi weapons facility has been discovered in Austria. And people are really stoked about that because they're like, what were they working on? Christmas trees are being recycled as toys for lions at a zoo in Cambridgeshire, England. The director of the zoo says the discarded trees are like catnip to the animals. Families bring their unwanted trees to the zoo so the lions can play with them and chew on them, while others are used in the zoo's bioburner to provide additional heating for the buildings. Which is pretty cool.
That's a pretty good use of old Christmas trees.
That is a pretty good use of old Christmas trees.
Unless they're artificial.
Well, yeah. I don't think they'd do that. Maybe. Maybe they're trying to kill those. Maybe those lions are losing in the long run, too. If you're one of the 44% of people who made a New Year's resolution, don't feel bad if you're already stumbling at it. Experts say that by January 14th, over a third of resolution makers will have quit.
Did you make a resolution?
Nope.
Me neither.
By February 1st, about 6 and 10 will still be at it.
Doug didn't make a resolution.
You know what? My resolution last year was to start doing CrossFit, and I'm still doing it.
Wow.
So I'm keeping with that one.
I never got the whole resolution thing. I was like, I'm just going to be awesome all year.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
It comes naturally for somebody like you, DJ Bossman Dan.
True story.
I put up a picture of me and DJ Bossman Dan getting in an argument, if you want to go to our Facebook. It's actually two cats fighting in the street, but that's us. This is me.
You're on the left?
I'm on the left, and this is you on the right. I'm punching you in the face.
My tail's really sticking out there.
Because you're upset. You're like, whoa, action shot. Really, really upset. Did you think Facebook was just for posting selfies and checking into your favorite location, or maybe trying to post some legal thing that makes you think that Facebook won't use your stuff, but in fact, when you signed up for Facebook, you totally gave them permission to do that? Well, you should think again. Facebook is now being linked to increasing the brain power in the elderly. This explains a lot.
It's probably just because they're using their mind.
And a keyboard. For the first time in hundreds of years.
First time ever.
That's right. The older generation is turning to the popular social media site to keep their mind sharp. Study has found that the elderly, after learning to use Facebook, perform 25% better in tasks designed to measure their ability to continuously monitor and to quickly add or delete the contents of their working memory.
Huh.
Now, if only they could just figure out what the scams are and what the actual articles that are real news are. But, I mean, the elderly aren't going to figure it out if most of the rest of us can't either.
You know, I'd like to know what devices they were using in that study.
Probably like protractors
and
stuff.
No, like, so my dad was really bad at using computers. Mm-hmm. Like, he got his work done.
Yeah.
It was fine, you know, but he was really, like, terrible with the keyboard. He typed, like, Steve-O, you know?
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
One finger at a time. And then he got an iPad, and he's, like, a whiz.
He's like a little kid with an iPad.
Like, the day iOS 7 came out, he just, like, immediately upgraded and then texted me and was like, oh!
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
He's like, on the cutting edge now.
I'll tell you what. I got to see my nephew, Henry,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, seeing Brody all the time, and then my niece, Emma. Little babies know how to rock iPads.
They do.
That you give that kid an iPad and they figure it out instantly.
My 3-year-old daughter even figured out the unlock code.
Really?
Yeah. She'll take my older daughter's iPod and she'll unlock it and play on it.
That's a wizard.
It's a problem.
You have a wizard.
We have to store it in high places now.
What do you do? Wait, the high places? You need to burn those things down. Because she's a wizard. That's what's happening. I got this. She's a wizard. And you need to burn those high places down. A woman in Boston bombarded a police station with uncooked breakfast meat. At her court appearance after her arrest, the woman said that God told her to feed the pigs. Yep. So, it's time for birthdays. Doug, are you ready in there? He's always ready.
Hey, can we remind me how to play this game?
No.
I never remember.
Part of the game is for you to refigure it out. Doug?
Hello again.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Okay. Bill Peterson, of course, has texted me, and he says that the NFL execs fume
no.
is head of referees
no.
parties with Jerry Jones' son.
No.
And they're all corrupt.
No. No.
Is he just
Bill,
in denial?
No, they lost.
He's in denial.
They lost.
Poor Bill.
It's over with.
It's over with, man.
Move on, Bill. There's always the Red Wings and...
Yeah, that's hockey, right? They're good. There's tons of foreclosures.
Crime.
You can get a huge house in Detroit for like $15 right now.
Yeah. There's more important things going on in Detroit, Bill. Today, December 5th, 2015, day 5 of the year, there are 360 days remaining.
Woo! I'm excited.
Well, Doug, what happened there?
He turned it off.
It was so abrupt.
It was abrupt. Yep. That's how he plays it, man.
That's how we roll around here.
Why is the music all sad?
Because this is an American actor and director. He's been nominated for 6 Academy Awards, winning for his performance in Tender Mercies. He's won 6 Golden Globes. He's most famous for his roles in The Twilight Zone, The Outer Limits, To Kill a Mockingbird, Colors, Joe Kidd, The Godfather, Godfather Part 2, MASH, Network.
Steve-O would already know
True
this.
Grit.
Are Robert, we just supposed to interject?
Wait,
Duvall.
Robert Duvall. Okay, yeah. I like True Grit. The new one? I haven't seen the old one.
I saw the new one.
I liked it.
I was sad when they killed the horse.
No, don't tell people about it.
Who hasn't seen it at this point who's still going to?
That's true. That's a good point. Doug, have you seen the new True Grit?
No.
Did you want to watch it?
Nope.
Okay.
See?
You're right. I just wanted to make sure you didn't ruin it for Doug.
I wouldn't have seen it if my friend didn't make me go to it on his birthday.
I enjoyed that movie.
I did too.
Okay.
I like the guy.
Robert Duvall, we now guess his age, is 70.
69.
84. Next up.
84?
Yep.
Gosh. Oh, Bill Peterson says that you need to shut up and you're a Yankee fan, which nullifies everything you say.
Well, he's a Tigers fan, so...
Wait, he's a fan of tigers and lions?
Yep.
Bill, what's your long con here?
Does he also like the bears?
Nah, he loves animals! We got you, Bill.
Oh, my.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Doug.
Next up, an actress. She also had her big on-screen debut in The Godfather.
Oh.
She was in Woody Allen films such as Play It Again, Sam, Sleeper, Love and Death. She's been in such other films as Baby Boom, The Father of the Bride, The First Wives Club, Something's Gotta Give,
Wait.
The Family Stone.
Is it Diane Keaton?
Yes, it Booyah! Is Diane Keaton.
Father of the Bride is how I knew that. That's how lame I am. Father of the Bride.
I'm just hoping one of these days he does like an autobiography documentary so I can guess who it is.
What does that mean?
It would be a movie titled after their name.
No.
Like
John Malkovich's birthday already happened.
He starred in the documentary called The Life of Daniel Davidson.
That would be a good... I would play Daniel. I would play DJ Bossman Dan. I would play him. I would do a good job.
Okay,
Diane Keaton.
She related to Michael Keaton.
Doug?
I don't think so.
I'm going to go with 84.
No! 62.
69.
Ah!
You know what? I didn't want to guess 69 again. I was going to say it.
No, you weren't.
And then I decided not to.
Good.
All right, next up. A British actor and former professional footballer who played midfield for Wimbledon, Leeds, and Chelsea. He got his big on-screen debut in Guy Ritchie's Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Oh.
He was in Gone in 60 Seconds.
Nicolas Cage.
Nope. No.
He was in The Mean Machine. He was in Euro Trip. He was also in...
Gone in 60 Seconds is the
X-Men,
only one I've seen.
The Last Stand.
Oh,
Wait,
I saw that
he was
one.
In X-Men?
Yep.
Who did he play?
He played Kane. A.K.A. Juggernaut.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. The big guy. Yeah, yeah, from Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Yep.
I don't know his name, but I know
Vinny
who we're
Jones.
Vinny Jones! Have you ever seen Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking
no.
Barrels? Man, it's like Guy Ritchie's first film. It was in black and white. It came out in the 50s. No, I'm kidding. It came out in the 90s. But it was really, it's crazy. Crazy. Okay, Vinny Jones, 51.
46.
He is 50 years old today.
Ah! I almost said 50. But I didn't. I didn't. I know this. Is this Dexter?
Nope. Wait. An American actress and model best known for playing Betty Draper.
Betty Draper. January Jones.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Mad Men. I get all my shows mixed up. I used to watch Dexter and Mad Men and all the theme songs.
Can we do like a nerd edition one day?
Yeah.
I might actually do good at that.
Like what? What do you mean?
Like nerdy shows like
Big Bang
Star
Theory
Trek and
Him.
Stargate and How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
you
one.
You would get all of those.
Yeah.
This guy and Michelle love the Him.
I got Michelle hooked.
Yep. Okay. January Jones is 36.
38.
37.
Ah, no!
Yep.
We started the new year with our same old trend, where we guess right around the actual age. Hillary Duff.
Nope.
Ah,
think of the television show.
This is Hillary Duff singing.
It is Hillary Duff, but this was the theme song to an MTV.
Oh, Lauren Conrad.
Close.
Gosh, I know the dumbest stuff.
You're
I know
close.
The dumbest stuff. The other girl, the mean one. They were all mean.
She was, this girl also
Kristen, what's her face? What's
yes.
her last name?
Cavalieri.
That's it.
She's married
I'm
to
sorry.
Never heard of
Jay Cutler.
I would like to apologize to everyone in the world for my knowledge of MTV.
I'm okay that I don't know any of these
you
things.
You should feel great about yourself. You know why? Let the rain fall down.
I don't think I've ever even heard this song.
Soundtrack to high school.
Soundtrack to college and post college. You get bored a lot in college, and if you're not out being an idiot partying all the time, there's nothing else to do except watch MTV shows about people out partying all the time being idiots. That's what happened to me. Next, right? You remember that show?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I thought you were just trying to move things along.
No. Nope. Nope, it was a reference. Another terrible reference
okay.
for me.
So we need to guess the age now.
Okay, Kristen, she is 31. She's my age. No, she's younger than me. 29.
27.
28. And the final birthday, an American actor and producer. He's been in such shows as Alias and Jack and Bobby. He was then in the romantic comedy Wedding Crashers.
Oh!
He was in Yes Man. He's Just Not That Into You. The Hangover films. The A-Team.
Luke Wilson.
Nope. Silver Linings Playbook.
Bradley Cooper.
Brad Cooper.
Yes.
Yep. He was the bad guy in
Wedding Crashers.
Yep.
Yep. I watched that this week.
I didn't know he was in there.
And he's going to be an American Sniper, which looks crazy.
That movie looks good.
I don't know if I can watch it.
You know, he's taking less like comedic roles and actually starting to be an actor.
Did you see American Hustle?
No.
Man, it was awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of people probably disagree, but I thought it was a great movie.
So, Brad Cooper, 35.
Bradley Cooper is 34.
Today, he is the big 4-0.
Really?
40 wow. years old.
He's aging well.
Man, I hope I look that good when I'm 40.
I don't think I'm going to. I think I'm starting to go bald.
No, you're not.
I think so.
Hey, once you're bald in here, your mind, then you're bald. Well, that doesn't make sense. Because baldness...
My brother Peter thinned out really bad, but he's not bald.
Hmm. Well, maybe that's your future.
I hope not.
On today, it's on this day in what year the Ford Motor Company announced an 8-hour workday and a minimum wage of $5 for a day's labor.
Nice. Okay. I love this song, Doug. Thank you. I'm caught up in it. Just can't think of anything else. This happened in 1944. That doesn't make sense. That's wartime. 1948.
1952?
1914.
Oh, no way!
What the heck was Ford building back then?
Model T's.
Model T's. On this day, what year FM radio was demonstrated to the FCC for the first time?
What year, Daniel?
Dude, I don't know that.
You know this!
I don't know
you
that.
You know this! If anybody
FM
knows
FM radio?
FM radio. Demonstrated to the FCC for the first time.
That could have happened so far before it was a public release.
Well, guess, and then I'll piggyback off your guess and probably get it right.
1930?
1923.
1940.
Oh.
On this day, what year President of the United States Richard Nixon ordered the development of a space shuttle program?
Ooh.
Nixon?
Yep.
1976.
1977?
1972.
Oh, man. I'm really bad with my American history.
It's okay.
With the specifics. You're, like, I know the gist of it.
You're really good with your Canadian history, though. I've always thought that was interesting.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
On the same what year, actor-turned-politician Sonny Bono was killed when he hit a tree while skiing in South Lake Tahoe, California.
1994.
1997.
1998. Mm. You were close.
I was close.
Good job.
I was like, I think I remember that.
It's because of the snow, which reminds you of Canada.
My favorite place.
Yep.
On this day in what year, the Immigration and Naturalization Service ruled that 6-year-old Elian Gonzalez belonged with his father and must be returned to Cuba.
Okay. This was a big deal. 2003.
2006.
2000.
Oh.
The number one song for today.
Yeah.
I should have saved this one for Steve-O now I think about it.
It's okay. Is it from a movie? Out in the
West Texas town of El Paso. Yep. I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Okay.
Marty Robbins.
1953.
1960?
1960's correct.
Yay!
Oh, good luck!
He got one. He got one. And I didn't get any.
Today, or January, I'm sorry, is Book Blitz Month. It's Cervical Cancer Screening Month, Coffee Gourmet International Month, Family Fit Lifestyle Month, Financial Wellness Month, International Business Resolutions Month, International Creativity Month, International Life Balance Month, International Wealth Mental Something Month, National
Mental Something Month.
It's a good month.
Purpose Month, National Clean Up Your Computer Month,
hey.
National Get Organized Month, National Glaucoma Awareness Month, National Hot Tea Month, National Mail Order Gardening Month, National Mentoring Month, National Personal Self-Defense Awareness Month,
yeah.
National Radon Action Month, National Returns Month, National Yours Month, Mine and Ours Month, Oatmeal Month, Senior Women's Travel Month, Slow Cooking Month, Walk Your Pet Month, Eye Care Month, National Blood Donor Month, National Hobby Month, National
Stop.
Soup Month, National Thank You Month. Today is Diet Resolution Week, Blue Monday, Bird Day, and Whipped Cream Day.
Good grief, Doug! January is the worst month.
What if your hobby is giving blood?
That's what you got out of all that?
Yes.
Ah, okay. We're going to go for a minute. We'll be back with more great news and stories because you found a story, right? I saw one highlight.
Yeah, I highlighted a couple things.
Highlighted.
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 It was highlight.
Highlight.
Highlighted.
It was highlight. Thank you. Okay, we'll be back in a minute.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Shut up, Doug.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Traffic. Hola! Let's take a look at traffic because I forgot to do it a little while ago. Hooray! There's an accident off to the side.
Hold on a second.
Not hooray to the accident.
You always get upset at me when I get excited about accidents.
No, I'm not excited about the accident.
You said hooray.
I know. I should have put a comma in there. Hooray, comma, semicolon. Because that hooray was about me remembering to do traffic. Sorry, not happy about this accident. It's bumming me out. Is that better?
That's better.
Okay, this accident's off to the side. I-40 East between Rio Grande Boulevard. That's exit 157 and 12th Street. And there's a stalled vehicle, I-40 East at San Mateo. That's exit 161. Look at this no construction for me to report.
It's beautiful.
But I will say that over at Universe and Irving is... They've like flipped.
That's all
Irving.
Torn up.
Yeah. So look out for construction around your area. That's your look at traffic right now. Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch here on the Calvary campus. That's 4001 Osuna Road. Is it Road? Osuna
yes,
Road?
Osuna Road, Northeast.
Albuquerque. And the number is 378-3669 or something. I don't know. Don't call them.
Google it.
Google it. You Google it. That's all you need. You can Google Solomon's Porch. Calvary, Albuquerque. That's your look at traffic. Nice fade. Did you do that?
I programmed it to do
that. You think you're so fancy. So, it's Monday. And with Monday comes a lot of expectations. And we're here to meet those expectations, or at least almost meet them, which is what we like to do. We do a segment on Mondays called Monday, or Mad Lib Monday.
Mad Lib Monday.
And we're going to do it right now.
Right now.
Let's do it. Hit the intro. Yeah!
It's just another manic Monday.
Oh, we're supposed to say Mad Lib Monday. We didn't say Monday. Monday. Okay, so this is how it's going to play out, DJ Bossman Dan.
I'm listening.
Again, if you just tuned in, Steve-O's out for the week. He's on vacation, living it up over in SoCal. But anyway, I got DJ Bossman Dan here with me.
In the studio.
In the studio. I'm Mateo, and I'm back from a vacation of sorts myself.
A very long vacation.
Long vacation. Long vacation. I feel totally disconnected from Albuquerque, and it's hard to breathe. That's because of the elevation, not because of any psychological thing, but there's probably those too. You know, you just feel like you're drowning.
You're just slowly being asphyxiated.
You know, like everything's closing in on you and you're going to die. You just feel like that sometimes.
Do you need to talk to a counselor?
Let's do Mad Lib Monday.
Mad Lib Monday.
Hey, so you can give us a call, 378-3700. Doug, that's the number, right? Yes.
Yep.
And you can give us words. We're talking nouns, talking verbs, adjectives. You're going to fill this thing out, and
okay.
Then I'm going to read it, because that's how we do it. That is the unanswerable mystery.
Got the pen.
He's got the pen. Give us a call, people. 378-3700. Let's hear your words.
Static.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling into the Mad Lib.
Well, thank you. You did it. Achievement. So what do you tell them what you need, and then she gives the
Do
word.
Do I go through it sequentially, or just pick
sure.
one?
Whatever you want
to
do.
Would you like to give us a noun?
Okay. Totem pole.
Totem pole.
Totem pole.
That'll work.
This pen is lame.
You have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. It's good.
Okay.
This is a way that you connect with people. They call in and they give you words. Does that pen not work?
It works, but it's pretty terrible.
It's pretty subpar, if you know what I'm saying, when it comes to pins.
Okay, we need another caller. How do we solicit the callers?
You just say it until people give in.
That's
how I do most things in my life.
Call.
You just gotta wear them down.
338-3700. 338-3700.
That's right. That's what I did.
338-3700.
You're wearing me down.
Call.
That's what I did to Dawn. You just got to wear them down. You just keep bugging them until they give in.
You just followed her to every show.
I did. She's like, hey, my name is Matt. She's like, I know. The restraining order.
It would have been funny if, like, you interrupted performances.
Hey, it's me over. I'm over here.
Like,
on
they're
this.
They're in the middle of the set, and you just walk out on stage and get down on one knee. Please marry me.
And she was like, no. Who are? Oh, it's the restraining order guy.
Somebody get this guy out of here.
Get him out of here.
It's Mad Lib Monday. People, we need an adjective.
Okay.
We need an adjective.
Wait, we've got one on Facebook.
Facebook?
Yes. Oh, this is a good one. Disheveled. If you need to spell it, it's over here.
It's okay.
You got it? Okay, yes. What else do you need?
I need a silly word.
Silly word. Booger.
Booger?
Doug, how come nobody's calling in? Give us a call. I know you kids are out there.
All right. You people are going to love this one. The word... No.
Oh, whoa!
It's much louder.
I like
okay.
it, though.
We need a part of the body.
Part of the body.
338-3700.
Booyah! Doug's answered one.
We'll okay, I'm going to get the other.
Get the other one.
Mad Lib Monday. We need a part of the body.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey!
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Dana.
Nice.
Would you give us the name of a part of a body?
Phalanges. Perfect. Are you going to have a good day?
Yes.
Awesome. Thanks for calling the radio.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Our next one.
Did you get that one, phalanges?
Phalange.
Nice.
Mad Lib Monday, we need the name of a celebrity.
How about Sylvester Stallone?
That's such a long one.
That's a good one. Just put Stallone, man. Everybody knows who that is.
All right.
Thanks, caller. Okay.
Thanks.
Sometimes it doesn't.
There we go.
Up. Sometimes it doesn't want.
It was a little bit of work.
All right. What else do you need?
Okay. We need another noun.
Corruption. This is from Bill Peterson. Doug is upset at Bill.
All right. We got another call.
Sweet.
Make a suggestion.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just stole it from Doug.
Hello?
That's what you get, Doug.
You're on the air now. We stole it from Doug.
Hey, we need a verb.
Okay, how about frolicking?
Frolicking,
good one. How was your holiday season?
It was busy. I had work just about every day, but other than that, it was fun.
Who is this?
This is Jocelyn from Texas.
From Texas?
Wow.
Yeah.
What part of Texas?
Austin area.
Nice. Thanks for calling.
Hey.
That's cool. All right. We're going to hang up now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's Mad Lib Monday. We need an adjective from you.
Harsh.
Adjective. Are you there?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking
yeah.
to you, buddy.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
You're on the radio.
It should be.
No, my radio's turned down. I thought you were talking to someone else.
No, just you.
I'm out of it. It's early. Monday. Back to work. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's okay.
You said adjective?
Adjective.
Which is a describing word?
That's
correct.
How about disgusting?
Disgusting. Yeah.
That's the word that gets used with me a lot. Like, like towards, directed at me. Disgusting!
Why do you think I'm so familiar with it myself, personally? It's tough.
It is tough. We live a hard life.
Gross people.
It is. All right, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
It's not easy being the stinky kid. Sometimes you just got to get through with it, man.
So true. Come on, Doug, get off the phone. Gosh.
Doug, you're doing a
Mad
good
Lib
job. Mad Lib Nun Day. If you're a nun, give us a call with some words.
We need a noun.
Are you there? Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
How are we supposed to talk to the people?
They get confused. Because
they don't know their... I don't know their name.
Are you on the phone right now? I can barely
Static
hear
listener
you.
Who is on the phone... You're the only one on the phone. We need a noun. Where's
He's
the...
there. We can just barely hear him. Talk into the phone and tell us a noun. Can't hear you. We're going to hang up, okay? Thanks for calling.
Call back. All right.
I think there was a response. I think it was...
Okay. Got another call. Mad Lib Monday. You're the only person on the phone. You are on the air. We need a plural noun.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Sorry, this is SB.
Hey, SB. What's the problem?
Hey, what does SB stand for?
Stephanie Bear.
Bear?
Yeah.
Like B-E-H-R or B-E-A-R?
B-E-A-R.
Like the animal. It's awesome.
Like the animal. That's what she said. Okay. I thought you said Geronimo.
I was like,
Geronimo.
Okay. So we need a plural noun.
Plural noun. How about bears?
Bears.
That'll do. It's not original.
Bears beats Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, gosh. Okay, you guys have fun.
No, you
too.
You have
thanks.
Fun, SB.
Huh?
Nothing. Bye.
Hey.
Wait. Did we just hang up on the other line? We did. We totally hung up on somebody. There was another...
There wasn't another one.
There wasn't?
Yeah, it was Doug.
That was Doug?
It's Doug.
Oh, okay. Did they have a word, Doug? All right, what do you need? Bill's posting a lot of...
But Bill already chose one.
But he's got so many.
Okay, we need another noun. There's a lot of nouns in this one.
Cheating cowboys.
Cheating cowboys.
I mean, if you ask me, the whole NFL's rigged. That's what I think.
Doug, would you like to provide us with another noun? No?
There's a
That's
phone
your
call.
Opportunity.
Doug, you live your life, man. You're doing a good job.
Hello, this is Static. We need another noun.
A noun.
See, this guy has it figured out.
He knows. He knows.
Funguses.
When he's funguses. Fungi.
That's a plural.
Fungus.
So I'm gonna put that
Asian,
under the plural
Asian
noun.
Fungus. Fungus.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are you a fungus or a fungi?
Fungi.
You're a fungi?
Yes.
That's cool.
Should probably get that.
Thank you.
Probably get that looked at.
You hung up on him after you told him to get it looked at. Gosh. No, I was trying to make a pun. Fun guy. Fungi. You see what I'm... Doug, did you get that? Doug, you knew!
Look,
he knows.
He is clearly infected. I don't want that to come through the phone.
That's not going to come through the phone. Hang on, my mom's texting me. Let's see what she says. My mom says, "How are you today?" "I am fine." She must not be listening.
Apparently.
It's okay. Apparently. My parent.
I didn't do that on purpose.
Nice! What else do you need?
All right, we still have a bunch of these left. We need plural nouns, adjectives, and nouns.
Okay. What just happened?
338-3700. I will probably hang up on you.
Nice. I'm trying to refresh this page.
Just
it's not
putting
working.
That out there.
Okay, say it again. You need a noun?
We need a noun.
Quidditch.
Quidditch?
Quidditch. It's from Harry Potter.
I won't use that.
Why?
I hate Harry Potter.
Oh, gosh. I'm gonna throw up. I'm going to throw up.
I'm just clicking at random.
I like this.
It's great.
This is how I felt this morning when I got here. I saw Doug, and I was like, yeah. And then I saw you, and I was like, well. But I saw Doug, and I was like, yeah.
You saw me, and you were all like.
That's exactly how I was. Like, I'm about to I'm about to be really upset at this guy.
That's DJ Bossman Dan.
It is. Hey, I hear Tamara can rap.
Tamara can rap. She rapped on Christmas.
We'll have to ask her about that tomorrow.
Doug, can you get us a clip of that for Quality Tam Tuesday?
Yeah, you can. Oh, yeah. All right, guys, we're doing Mad Lib Monday right now. 338-3700. Give us a call and participate.
We need a noun and a plural noun.
We've got a couple on Facebook that we can use, but I want people to call in.
It's more fun when they call in.
Yeah, because Bill, he's just got a chip on his shoulder, and that chip's name is Detroit.
Because
that's what he's always sad about. He said cheating NFL officials. I like this one, too. Hello? Hello?
Hi, guys.
Is this Olivia?
Yeah.
What took you so long?
Sorry, I was out of town last Monday.
I've been out of town. I'm talking... What took you so long this morning?
There hasn't been a morning show in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sick this week.
So. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yes, I did.
That's cool. I did, too.
So, Olivia, we need a noun.
Okay, zebra.
Zebra.
Zebra. This is Olivia. Olivia is business class. She probably took a little time out from monitoring her stocks and bonds to give us a call this morning. You're in sixth grade, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she knows.
Awesome.
She knows what she's doing. She makes me feel like an idiot.
Can you legally own stocks?
Yes.
As a minor?
She found... Haven't you seen Richie Rich? Come on.
That's all right. Fiction.
Thanks for calling, Olivia.
Yeah.
Hey, we got another call, but Doug's hogging it.
I hope you have a good day. What? What was that?
Whoa! Hey! Button work.
I believe in you.
It's voice commanded. All right.
Do it again. Button work.
Hello. Hello, other caller. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. With DJ Bossman Dan and his sidekick, Mateo.
That's wrong. Hello? You're on the air. Oh, it's that guy again. Turn the music down. I want to be able to hear this. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. What's up?
Nothing.
Are you having a good day?
Uh-huh.
Thank you for calling.
You can hear me now.
We can hear you now. We can also hear your parent in the background. Thank you.
Do you know what a noun is?
Yes.
Can you tell us a noun?
Jelly.
Jelly?
Jelly. All right, thank you for calling. You have a good day.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Sweet children.
That worked. I'm glad that worked.
I am too. I'm glad that kid got to call and be on the air.
Go ahead and turn the music back on.
Somebody tells me that the app and the online is down right now.
If only there was somebody who could fix that.
I know. He's too busy being in here right now.
I'm doing something.
We'll fix it in a minute, Bill. Just listen on your radio.
You know, sometimes it just kind of fixes itself.
That's true.
So, 338-3700, Mad Lib Monday, we need a plural noun.
How many words do we have left?
Four.
Oh, we only got four words left, guys. Come on. Okay, Pat from Las Cruces is commenting.
Uh-huh.
What do you need?
A plural noun. Or an adjective.
Oh, gross.
Yes.
Toe jam.
Toe jam.
Toe jams. Since we use jellies.
Would it be toes jam?
No, it'd be more than one jam. We know we have more than one toe. You've at least got three toes. You need more than one jam. So all you're right. Always jamming.
Oh, we got calls.
Whoa.
This one. Hello, person.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
All right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes.
Sweet. We need an adjective.
Adjective. Irreprehensible.
Hang on. I'm about to Google that. I got to know if this is a real word. Irreprehensible. Reprehensible. Yes, it is.
Well, just because it comes up in Google search doesn't mean it's a word.
Not
Some kind of sibyl.
Not reprehensible. That means that you are free from blame or reproach, and your conduct in all respects is good. Does this describe your life?
Yes.
Really? You think you could give me some keys on how to do this? Because
with the utmost devotion.
I like that. Utmost devotion. That sounds like a strong way to live.
Sounds like a daily devotional book.
No, are you reading a daily devotional book right now?
Absolutely.
I like that. Like, literally right now you're just reading words out of that on the page to me?
Irreprehensibly.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
That was the best call. That was the best call.
Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Yo.
Who is this? Who is this?
We are talking to you.
This is John.
Hello, John.
John?
Did you just...
Hi.
Did you,
I think you made that up.
Did you make that name up right now?
No.
You sure?
I'm sure.
All right, John. We need an adjective.
Harry.
Harry?
Harry?
Harry.
Harry. Like Harry Potter?
No, like...
No.
Look at that hair. Dude's hair.
Yeah,
he's
like
very
a,
hairy.
Like it's somebody that creates like pots and stuff, and they're a hairy guy. I get it. Harry Potter. Thanks for calling.
Hi.
Hello, last caller.
You're the last one.
You are the final one for Mad Lib Monday, and we need a plural noun.
Plural noun. How about a babies?
Babies?
I'm having babies.
You're having babies? Is this TJ?
Yeah.
You having another baby?
I'm having another baby.
Congrats, man.
Thank
that
you.
That is a feat of scientific development right there.
It is. Now, did you, is this like a, is this an like, did you order this baby? Is it from another country or?
No, I worked very hard at this one.
Oh, gotcha. This is a custom baby.
Yes.
I like it. So when is it happening? When's it going to be here?
July 9th.
Yeah! Summertime, baby. That's cool, man. Congrats. Did y'all have a good Christmas and stuff?
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
That's good. Well, yep. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for the word.
Bye, TJ.
Yep. Bye.
Okay, that's all of it.
That's the thing. Okay, now what we do, since this book, this comes from Olivia and Sterling, and it's a spy book, so somewhere in there is James Bond music.
James Bond.
Yes. And so we find the James Bond music. Where are you? Where are you?
H-I-J... J. Maybe it's under 007.
That could be it.
Let's see. Is it D? A, B, C, D?
Wait, go back to the main page and look at the other things. Because sometimes it's in there.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Looking for it. No, it's not in there.
Not in there.
Maybe
we should just
call Steve-O and ask him where it is?
No, we can't call him. He's on vacation. What? Just pick one.
Okay.
Pretend like, okay, this is, yeah, pick that one.
That one?
That'll work. This is a spy theme Mad Lib set to the music from Top Gun. Because that's how you need to live your life. What?
Wait.
Did you find it?
I found it.
Oh, man, I was stoked about Top Gun. It's okay. This is called Ultimate Spy Mobile. Special thanks to Olivia and Sterling for giving us this book. A top-notch spy deserves to drive a world-class cheating cowboy with all these disheveled features. So let's talk about these features. Computers and TV monitors to communicate with bears back at headquarters. Because your headquarters is run by bears. Because you're a reputable spy. And this was the only job you could get. Because you came out of college, you were promised the world, and now you're finding out that world is run by bears.
Do you think this is how they come up with movies down at, like, DreamWorks?
Yes.
Because it's already reminding me of that Penguins of Madagascar movie that's coming out.
This is it. Zebra-activated doors that slide open when the password booger is spoken. That sounds good to me. For real.
Do you just loop the music until it's over?
Yes, we do. Okay. Sometimes I take a long time reading these because I like to hear myself talk. Jet sprays that shoot fungi. Because if you're a fungi, then that's what you want. So that any enemy in pursuit will crash and frolic with you. That's good conflict resolution. A disgusting punching corruption that will bonk an enemy on the phalange if he gets inside the vehicle. That sounds awful, Doug. A disgusting punching corruption. That's how Bill feels about the NFL officials right now. They're disgusting punching corruption that tried to hurt him. and they did hurt him. His pride is injured. Razor-sharp babies along the outside edges of the car to slice the tires of other passing toe jams. A hairy battering ram on the front end to bash into a totem pole barricade. Jelly boosters that will propel the vehicle into the air. And best of all, an irreprehensible sound system that fills the vehicle with the sweet melodies of Sylvester Stallone.
That would be horrible.
That would be the best thing in this world. Thank you guys for participating with us in our Mad Lib Monday today.
It's a good one.
Me and DJ Boss Man Dan about to take a quick break. We got to go hop up in the General Lee and go solve some crimes.
That's right.
I'm going to slide across the hood this time. You are going to just get in the car like a normal person, and we're not going to both try to slide and hit each other in the middle.
But do the doors even open?
Yes. Figure it out. I'm sliding across the hood. You don't get to. You don't get to.
You know, one time I had a friend who wanted to slide across my hood.
Yeah.
I didn't want him to because I didn't want him to dent it, and he was wearing a studded belt.
Yeah.
So he, like, ran and went to jump on my car, and I went forward and hit him.
You hit your friend with your car.
I hit my friend with my car.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk about more ways to not be DJ Bossman's friend. And we'll have more great stuff here on Team Awesome Morning Party. We say now.
Now.
Hey, man, it's all good.
We'll get this.
We'll get this.
You just watched. By Friday, I'm going to be a pro.
You're already a pro. You're already a pro. I don't want to hear it. All right, guys, we have a stalled vehicle, I-40 East at San Mateo. That's exit 161. We've also got a bit of congestion on 40 eastbound before you get to the Big I. So kind of between Coors and the intersection with 25, a bit of congestion. Also on 25 southbound around Paseo del Norte, just a little bit of a slowdown, down to about 30 miles an hour. It's not too bad. No other accidents showing up on our map. If you see something, say something, give us a call. 338-3700. We'd love to talk to you if you, in fact, answer when we say hello, which apparently is the hardest thing in the world.
Yeah, people are having problems with that today.
It's true. Traffic brought to you today by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast, here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. You can give them a call and ask to speak to Michael, 505-338-3669. Booyah.
Booyah.
Man, I got that. I usually don't remember things with numbers. You know, like phone numbers or addresses or Bible verses. I don't really remember that stuff because of the numbers. What are you laughing at? Just being honest, man.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Fair enough is a phrase that I hear all the time. That's one of Dawn's favorite phrases.
You know what phrase I hate?
What?
It is what it is.
It is what it is, man.
It's like saying... It's just so obvious. Of course it is what it is.
What else would it be? Thank you, Doug.
Well, it's not what it is.
It's something else. In fact, it's nothing else. Ah, see? Metaphysical. I flipped the script on you. Something which is, in fact, nothing, which is something. What is it? An apricot.
An apricot.
That's what it is. So, Doug just handed me a story that we need to talk about because it's pretty important. This story is entitled, Robots Can Now Learn to Cook Just Like You Do by Watching YouTube Videos. This speaks to my heart because whenever I have to cook for myself when Dawn is out of town, I try to call her, she never answers her phone, and then I just look up stuff on YouTube. There's usually some kind of grease disaster in the kitchen. But I've gotten really good at cleaning up that and, you know, like stopping grease fires. I got that, man. I got that all night. I can do it. Like yesterday when I made two hamburger patties and almost burned my apartment complex down.
Oh.
That's okay. They get it. They expect it.
I kind of hope the apartment manager doesn't listen.
No.
Because you're going to get evicted.
No. No. I live on the eastern side of town.
Southeastern.
Southeastern. By Doug. I don't know where Doug lives. Anyway, turn this music down. I've got to read something important. Just down.
Just down?
Researchers have come up with a new way to teach robots how to use tools simply by watching videos on YouTube. The researchers from the University of Maryland and the Australian Research Center NICTA have published a paper on their achievements, which... I know what you're doing. You're fading the music up. I can hear it. My headphones are on. I'm not like some caller that you just...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Which they will present this month at the 29th Annual Conference of the Association for the Advancement... I hear it getting louder. It's slowly getting louder.
It's doing it on its own.
This is MJ. And not only are the zombies rising from the dead, but this music is rising up.
I had a cousin we called MJ.
Was it a boy or a girl?
He was a boy.
Cool.
It's not Michael Jackson.
Who was it?
Michael Junt.
Oh, yeah.
I'm serious.
You didn't make that up.
I did not make that up.
You didn't make it up right now.
I didn't.
That sounds like a made-up name.
That is my grandmother's maiden name.
Junt?
Junt. J-U-N-D-T.
Hey, give us a call with your favorite name you just made up. 505-338-3700.
This is the total truth. They're German.
Okay. I don't want to talk about these robots learning how to cook.
So,
you know what this says?
I think that's a total ripoff. And here's why. If anyone has like ever like really cooked,
yeah,
then you know that it's not just assembling ingredients.
Right.
Like, yeah, a robot can assemble ingredients, but a robot can't like create a recipe or season it to taste or anything like that.
A robot can season it to taste.
It can't.
It's just got a really bland robotic taste. It's just a basic
Everything
taste.
Everything tastes like it came out of a can.
I want this to taste like a gray piece of sheet metal.
Does anybody else think that canned green beans are disgusting?
No, Daniel. God!
They taste like can.
Just a little context for everybody. This conversation dates back to Thanksgiving of 2014. I made it sound real old just
I
now.
Know.
But anyway, when we found out from Daniel's wife, Julie, that he doesn't like canned green beans.
No. The first step was the Thanksgiving potluck here.
Yeah.
Somebody made green bean casserole, and I put some on my plate, and I was back here with Mitch and Celeste, and I took a bite, and I just like, bleh, back out onto the plate, and I just licked the windscreen, and it's really gross tasting.
That's not... Nah. Anyway, how do you even tell the difference? How do you tell the difference?
One tastes like metal.
Dawn made, she got fresh green beans.
It was delicious. I was so appreciative.
She made it. She said, okay, I see your challenge. If you ever want to challenge Dawn, my wife, you challenge some kind of cooking thing. She will figure out how to do it.
I was a chef.
You were a chef?
I was a chef.
What?
For 4 years.
That's how you know.
That's how I know.
That's why you're so upset about these robots.
That's why I'm passionate about this story.
Okay, the demonstration is the latest impressive use of the type of artificial intelligence called deep learning. A hot area for acquisitions as of late, deep learning entails training systems called artificial neural networks on lots of information derived from audio, images, blah, 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 other nerd stuff. Robots can cook. That's the whole thing about this story. Robots can cook, and the way they cook is just like me. They watch YouTube. Have you ever watched YouTube to learn how to cook something?
Not to learn how to cook something. For lots of other things.
It's pretty neat how now you can find anything on YouTube. You can look up anything from how to fix your car. You know what I do? If my car ever makes a noise that I'm not sure about,
yep.
I call John Chitwood number one. If I can't get him number two, I Google exactly. Like,
yep.
I say, car makes gurgling sound, combination of alligator and elephant when cranking, no click. You know, like super specific,
mm-hmm.
And 9 times out of 10, like a video will pop up.
Yep.
And it'll be exactly, you know, I put like the model, like Saturn, piece of crap, circa 19, whatever, you know, and then that's what, it just pops up.
Back when I had a car that broke down all the time, that's what I did too.
Ah. Our car has a good history of breaking down recently. It's been a fun journey for me.
Yeah, it's not fun.
It really helps you understand how much of a man you are not. When your car just keeps breaking down.
And you have no idea how to fix it.
Right. You don't know. You don't know anything. You don't know anything, Daniel. I'm looking at the clock over there.
Why?
I saw the minutes ticking and I started thinking about numbers and it made me upset.
Oh.
Do you want to talk about your story you found on the internet?
Sure.
Okay.
Let me dig it out here.
We found a story this morning and we want to know what you guys think about it. Go for it.
Are you going to read it?
No, I want you to.
You want me to read
People
it?
People are sick of hearing me talk. I'm getting messages right now like, shut up, you're the worst.
Oh, man, I'm so glad I'm not the only one.
No, they were from you.
Oh.
Go ahead.
An Iowa woman is facing a harassment charge for having a box of cow poop mailed to her neighbors after they repeatedly complained about her dogs barking.
Okay.
Police said Kimberly so-and-so sent the smelly package to the neighbors, Steve and Mary, through the website poopsenders.com, and the neighbors repeatedly complained to the police about her dog barking in the past 3 years.
Okay.
The police say poopsenders.com, which offers delivery of cow, elephant, and poop, and gorilla poop.
Gorilla poop?
Yep, they send it through the Postal Service.
Oh,
they did not
that.
Break the law by filling her order.
This is kind of gross.
It is.
I looked it up.
The website says customers may not use the service to threaten, constitute harassment, violate illegal restraint, or any other unlawful purpose. The customer agrees this is a gag gift, novelty service for entertainment only, and that is their only intention.
It says that for legal reasons, they do not allow customer-created notes to be sent in the packages. It'll contain a business card that's at the bottom of the order page. But you can't, like, make a note out of the poop.
Yep.
I wondered how long it would take us to do a poop story, and we got about 2 hours in.
We did.
We made it. I feel like that's a pretty good
it's
goal.
It's like one of our favorite things to talk
I
about.
I did wonder, though. I was listening to The Edge on the way over here this morning, and they were talking about, well, they said a word I can't say because they're different. But they were talking about what makes people a jerk. It was like an old episode from months and months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started thinking, they sure do say that word a lot. I wish I could say that word. I probably can't. People get offended. And then it was like, wait a second. I wonder how long we're going to go without talking about poop. And here we are, 2 hours later. Anyway, go ahead.
I think I've made the connection.
Yep.
You know, if you read through the testimonials on the website, nobody is using this as a gag gift. They're all using it as retaliation.
Yep.
But the thing that I think is more important here is this lady's a jerk.
She is a jerk.
She's the one who's got the stupid dog that won't stop barking.
Mm.
And she's sending poop to the people who don't like listening to her dog bark 24/7.
That's just part of life.
She's the jerk.
She's the jerk.
They should
be
sending her the poop. That was really short.
That is. Look, I want to show you something. Before you play another music, I want you to click on the big bed page.
The big bed page?
That's what I call it.
This is L through X.
Well, look for the one with the big.
The A through L?
No, the main one.
Oh, the big keys.
This one.
Yeah.
There's something on there called Three Amigos?
Oh.
No, it's not. It's not even there.
Is it in themes?
Yes. Guys, we're figuring stuff out as we go, and we want you to be a part of it. No, that's terrible. This is terrible radio. It is kind of mean of that lady.
Q-R-S.
To put this off on somebody else if she's the one who's ultimately it's her fault because it's her dog.
I know. It's her dog that's barking and bugging everybody. And so she decides to send poop to those people. That's stupid.
That is stupid. I wonder if anybody that's listening right now has ever done something like this. Or if they think it's a good idea to just send out little poop messages to people. You know, like before Christmas, there's that game Cards Against Humanity.
Uh-huh.
And they had a big fundraiser.
That was their Black Friday thing.
Yeah, that was their Black Friday thing. They did it was like they were raising funds. I think it went to charity or something. Doug, did that go to charity? Like all that stuff? You remember we talked about that? Maybe not. Maybe you don't remember. But anyway, they were sending boxes of
big
just
blank
poop.
Stare from Doug.
Big blank stare.
Big surprise there.
Come on, man. Leave them alone.
Hey, I found it.
All right, play it. There we go. This is our talking music.
Okay.
We'd play it, and it lasts forever.
All right.
There we go. So anyway, they would send out these boxes of this stuff, and people got so irate because it plainly said when you ordered it, this is what this is. You're going to get this.
They didn't believe it, and I think it's because, like, Woot,
yeah,
they do what's called the random bag of crap,
okay.
The RBOC.
All right.
And, like, you don't know what's going to be in it, and you buy it, and sometimes it's awesome things, and sometimes it's just junk.
Okay, but this was literally
I just don't like, think. Poop. I think people thought it was like satirical.
Yeah, and it was not.
Clearly, and it was not.
And so people were so angry because they're like, no, this doesn't make sense. I thought it was going to be something different. But then if you go back and read what the original thing was, it was like, no, this is what you are getting.
Mm-hmm.
You agree that you understand you are literally getting this. No metaphor, no figurative language, literal. Poop.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're getting. And people were so irate because they ordered it and then they got it And they were upset.
They were upset.
Not to mention that they had given their money to some kind of charity thing. I don't know why they were so mad.
You know, one of the terrible things that I always thought was really funny to do, and I never did it. Because I never had a supply of it.
Okay.
Didn't want to use my own.
Oh.
Did you take like a dog turd?
No.
You put it under a door handle to a car?
Man.
And then when they like reach in to open the door, it like gets
all
in their fingers.
We're not giving anybody else, we're not giving pranks out today, Daniel. We're trying to, we are covering this story.
Under their nails.
Oh, we're covering this story in a like a positive and in a
encouraging.
In a legit way. We are going to tackle this subject in a legit way.
We're going to give them the scoop.
The scoop. That's what we're looking for. We're going to give them the scoop. Oh, man. Doug's on the phone with somebody. I want to know who it is.
It's probably a complaint.
I want to know. It probably is a complaint because here we are. It's Monday morning. We're right back into the new year. And instantly, we're talking about poop. Doug, is this a good one? All right, let's do it.
Hello.
Yeah, what's going on, poop heads?
Hey! Happy New Year.
Happy New Year's.
Who is this?
This is Pool Boy.
Poop Boy?
No,
dude,
gosh.
That music is so loud.
It is loud, huh? We should turn it down.
There!
No, you don't. You just fade it down a little bit. You don't have to react so harshly. No, that's... How you doing, man?
What? Dude, I'm doing well, man. What are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. We're making it. We're learning the ropes.
You know what that random bag of crap reminded me of?
What?
When I used to be a kid and going to Playco, and they used to have those bags.
Oh.
And one was for boys, one was for girls, and, like, you didn't know what was in it. You just bought it.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was a random bag of crap.
Okay. We're saying crap a lot. People are going to get upset.
Okay, well, then quit bringing up the topic. Talk about something else.
I know! That's what I'm trying. I'm trying to handle this in a good way. It's falling apart.
It's getting real crappy.
Sam Swan just texted me and said, this is a stinky conversation.
Exactly.
It's really piling up, man.
Okay.
All right, man. I love you guys.
Love you. Thanks for coming.
I'm just kidding, man. You can talk about whatever you want. It's still funny. I love you guys.
Love you, man. Bye.
Later.
Man, it's cool to hear from people that I haven't talked to in weeks.
Right?
He calls in a lot.
I've never talked to most of these people.
It's cool. They call in, and they're our buddies. And they say, hey, you might think that you're talking about really dumb stuff, and you are, but
so,
we appreciate it.
Here's a story that ties the two conversations together.
Finally.
Okay?
Let's hear it.
One time, I was at this place called Roaring Springs.
Okay.
It was a water park.
Yep.
And I was there with two of my brothers, and they were being mean.
Oh, they ditched
me. Okay. They ditched me and went to the wave pool.
Okay.
And I was in the endless river.
I like it.
And I was going around. I was bummed. And as I was coming by the wave pool again, everybody was like pouring into the wave, into the endless river.
Yeah.
Because somebody pooped in the wave pool.
Oh, that's always a bummer. That happens a lot. Like in the city pool, me growing up. That's when you're like, man, who ruined this for everybody?
I always wanted to take like baby Ruths and throw them in.
Maybe I've done that before. I haven't, but I did. I had friends that have done that before. And it's a mean trick.
It's a funny trick.
It's a mean trick, and it still tastes fine after being in the chlorine for so long.
I wouldn't have eaten that.
Sometimes when you're a lifeguard, you have to protect other people.
So how can we segue out of this conversation?
I don't know. I'm waiting on Doug to give us more stories, and he's not doing anything.
You know, I think it's time for Doug to have another performance evaluation.
No, it's not. Doug, this is a good one. Doug has, and he's given us the perfect segue.
Okay.
It's called The Exact Time You Should Go to Bed. Mm. Because I think a lot of people are probably listening. They say they both need to get more sleep because this is a stinky conversation.
This is really early for me. Well, not so much anymore.
When you have to wake up as early as we do to come in and do this morning show, you have to get a lot of sleep. You have to go to sleep at an appropriate time.
I went to bed early last night.
I tried to, but I rented X-Men and I watched it.
It's good, isn't it?
I enjoyed it. It's not the first time I've seen it. It's fine. Huh. Anyway, I'm living on the exact opposite clock that I've lived on for the past 15 years of my life.
Mm.
Straight up. Because when you're in a band and you're on tour, and I was the guy that drove at night. I was the Night Ranger.
Yep.
Called myself a Night Ranger, and I would listen to Night Ranger. Sometimes when I drove.
Did you watch Knight Rider when you weren't driving?
I don't agree with that.
Do you remember Team Knight Rider?
No. Teen?
Team.
No. There was a team?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
There was like multiple Knight Riders. There were like different cars that could talk.
No, there weren't.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was called Team Knight Rider.
I've never heard of it.
And it actually came back twice. Once in like 98 and then once in like 2002.
Huh. No, I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so opposite sleep clock, because I would totally stay up all night, you know, totally all night, and then try to sleep a little bit in the morning. I didn't get a lot of sleep in college or in the band. I just didn't sleep a lot. But now it seems like, and it's more than it just seems, I'm on the exact opposite clock because I have to go to bed early and wake up super early. And then in the afternoon, I'm so tired, but then I go exercise and that gives me a little more energy. And then finally, I just collapse at night, fall asleep. And then Beans the cat, who is now my enemy, wakes me up, and that's never fun. That's another thing I want to talk about. My cat Beans was my best friend before I left. And Panda was kind of like aloof. You know, she was busy. I have two cats, everyone. There's a phrase that a man should never utter, and that phrase is my other cat. And I have to say that a lot, so I'm not really a man. But anyway, Beans was my friend. And I left for a couple weeks. And Steve-O was going over there and taking care of him and Panda and feeding them and cleaning out the thing. And then I come back, and I think what happened is that Beans established dominance. He became the alpha while I was gone. Because he was the only male around. And Steve-O would just pop in.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening?
Well, you know, even if Steve-O was there more often, Beans would be the only male around.
That's a matter of opinion. Doug's laughing. Anyway, I think he became the alpha male, Doug. I think, and when I got home, like, Panda immediately recognized me and ran up and started going, me, 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 me. And she's been super nice.
And Beans
super
was like,
nice.
No.
He's mad. He, like, I walked in and he kind of looked at me funny and ran off and then came back and he would let me pet him. But if you guys could see my arms right now, I am scratched up beyond everything. Like, he'll just sit there and I'll be petting him and then he will just bite the heck out of me.
You seen
and
that,
just scratch me. And
you seen that video where the lady's trying to sell her cat and he's, like, biting her and clawing her the whole time?
Yes. It's kind of like that. Totally like that. But, yesterday he kind of got back to normal, so I think he's getting used to me, and I've had to like establish dominance.
Dude, that's the way it was when my family finally got here.
Really?
Yeah.
You had to reestablish. Hey.
Yeah.
Lay down the law.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden was trying to. He was going crazy. He was like, "I'm the alpha. I'm a little baby."
It's really Emily.
Emily.
She has an iron will.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
An iron will and a lead foot. Don't let that kid drive. You'll wind up in a house with your car, and that's not right.
Unless it's the garage.
Unless it's the garage, which is fine. But any other part of the house, you don't want your car in there. Trust me, I know. So all that to say, it's been a problem sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Last night was fine. I think he's getting back to normal. I think he understands now that I will control him, and he will obey me. He's a cat. He's got his own purposes, but they must bend to my will. And so last night was a little bit better sleep. This article is trying to tell me the exact time that I should go to bed. While everyone's sleep needs are a little bit different, there is a simple trick to help you figure out your perfect bedtime. So let's try to figure this trick out. What do you say, Doug? All right. Blackout blinds, white noise machines, prescription medication. We'll try a lot of tricks to get a full night's sleep. Studies show that sleep is critical for our moods, our minds, and our overall health. And we just plain feel better after a good rest. That's common sense. But how do we know if we've gotten that ever elusive right amount of sleep? It turns out there's a science to doing it well. Now, I know a lot of you people balk when it comes to science, but this is something that you can trust. Because if more of us would get more sleep, we'd probably not be as crazy as we are. Or at least me. Did you know that... Okay, do you ever read any classic literature?
Like what?
Like, you know, like any of the old time, like, I don't know, like any of the Jack London novels or like Mary Shelley's Frankenstein or anything like that.
No.
If you'll notice when you're reading those, usually the protagonist or whoever, like, they're always up in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
You think of A Christmas Carol?
You know,
up
nothing,
in the middle of the night?
Nothing good ever happens after 2 a.m.
Well, here's the deal. Me and Dawn found this out. Can you turn that music down just a little bit?
Gosh.
I'm going crazy. Just a little bit. Thank you. So here's the deal. Back in the day, apparently people would go to sleep with the sundown. Okay, we get that, you know. Mm-hmm. But then they would wake up in the middle of the night for about an hour, hour and a half, and then they would go back to sleep. So your sleep was separated into two, like, integers or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why in a lot of classical novels, the main character is up in the middle of the night for no reason.
Hmm.
Like, women would do, this was a common practice so they could take care of the babies and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a totally common thing. Your sleep was separated. You didn't get 8 straight hours. That's actually a super modern thing
mm-hmm.
that kind of sprang up over the last, you know, 100 or so years. It was 8 hours of sleep. But if you're kind of left to your... And I've tried this before. Like, I made myself go to sleep early and then woke up for an hour in the middle and then went back to sleep and got up early for the show. I did it for a couple days, and I felt super rested. Super rested.
So why'd you stop?
It's a hard pattern to keep after you've done, you know, 8 hours straight, or tried to get 8 hours straight for your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hard pattern. Because you have to train yourself. I don't have time for that. I don't have time to train myself to sleep better. But this article wants me to do it.
All right.
What are you thinking over there? You're just standing there looking at me. What's in your mind?
I think it's a boring story.
You think it's a boring... Does it make you want to go to sleep?
No.
What does it make you want to do?
Leave.
Okay. Well, we'll listen to some music and we'll come back in a minute. So don't go anywhere. We'll have more boring...
Get out, Doug!
We'll have more boring conversations for you right around the corner. This is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Static. Matt, see now.
Now!
Here we go.
I'll have that party, and it'll be fun.
This is going to be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, because a Team Awesome Morning Party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Hey, buddy.
Hey there.
What time is it?
It is 8:38.
Okay, in 5 minutes, I want you to remind me we're going to take a look at traffic. So loud.
I was getting ready to turn it down.
You're my buddy. Hey, everybody. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. I am Mateo, back from vacation. Steve-O is still on vacation. So DJ Bossman Dan, my boy here, he's running the show. Literally, he's controlling everything.
That's why the music is so loud.
So loud, my ears hurt.
Bunch of it.
You should have made a resolution for the new year, and your resolution should have been to not listen to music so loud.
That wouldn't have made any sense.
Yes.
Because last year... Okay, so when I started to say that, I thought you were going to say to not play the music so loud, mm-hmm. not to listen to music so loud.
Yeah, and I got it right.
Because I was going to say that wouldn't have made sense because last year I wasn't ever doing the show.
But you do listen to music.
So why would
loudly.
I resolve? I
you
do.
You know why? Because you're a drummer.
Because music is meant to be experienced.
That's right. It's meant... You kids don't know about it! But when you play music, you listen to it louder.
I do. Especially when I'm drumming.
It's true. You can ask Dawn. She hates when she rides in the car with me.
And I love, like, feeling music. There's a concussive nature to music.
Ooh, concussive nature.
That's why I hate, like, V-drums so much. I hate electric drums.
It makes sense.
Because there's just, like, there's nothing there.
Okay, so we're kind of talking. We're going to bridge this in since your New Year's.
Do you want to do traffic first?
Well, no.
Get
I said 5 minutes. 5 minutes. We do it on the 15 and the 45. And earlier we did it at like 8:05. So people didn't even hear it.
They were like tuning in at 8:15.
They're going, where's my traffic?
Where's the traffic?
Where's my traffic? Oh, it must be great. And
they
now
just
all
slammed on their brakes and stopped in the middle of the road because they didn't know what to do.
So I'm not going to do that to you people again. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Anyway, okay. New Year's resolutions. Did you make one? Daniel did not.
I did not.
Tell us why.
I don't see the point.
Why not?
Because if I want to do something, I just tend to do it.
You don't have to tell yourself to do it?
No, like I tell myself to do it and then I do it.
And then you do it. Well, that's what people do with New Year's resolutions.
No, they usually are like,
1st.
Okay, well, I've been needing to do this and I keep not doing it, so I'm going to make it my resolution. And then 2 weeks later, they're like, I'm not going to do it.
Okay. So,
me, I was like, I want to bike more. I want to get in better shape.
So
I bought a bike, and then I started riding.
And then this guy's texting me going, I biked 26 miles today.
Dude, I rode 31 miles in 2 hours.
You did good.
And then I stopped.
And then you don't bike anymore.
I don't bike anymore. But
well, it got super cold.
My family got here, and then it got super cold. Yeah. So I can't bike until it warms up.
It's super cold.
Because I don't like wearing that spandex.
Man, I like wearing spandex, but I do it to fight crime. because it rips easily.
You wearing spandex is a crime.
Okay, so anyway, Mark Zuckerberg, he created Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you've heard of him. He also, he posted
his
new resolution.
He's kind of known for crazy New Year's resolutions.
Yes, and this year, he definitely didn't disappoint. So here are his last five New Year's resolutions, and he wants to inspire your New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we got. Ready? He says, he's feeling reflective. I guess he posted this on Facebook. I don't know where else he would have done it. I'm crowdsourcing ideas for my next year's personal challenge. For background, every year I take on a challenge to broaden my perspective and learn something about the world beyond my work at Facebook. In past years, some of his challenges have been. So these are examples of his past year's resolutions. Learning to speak Mandarin.
So he can communicate with oranges.
Yes, that's very important. Meeting one new person who doesn't work at Facebook every day. See, he was trying to get in with the competition at Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
He bought Instagram. That's how that happened. He got to know somebody at Instagram, and he was like, I'm going to buy your company. And they said, okay. Writing a thank you note each day to someone who made the world a better place.
I would like to leave notes to people who drive really bad and make the world a worse place.
That's right. And you can. You just leave a little note on their car. You should keep a little sticky pad with you and a pen. And when somebody's a jerk, just go and find their car. Boop, boop, boop.
Or I write down their license plate number, find their address, and send them elephant poop.
All right, MacGruber. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. Being a vegetarian or only eating meat if I killed the animal myself.
That'd be fun.
This is the most interesting one to me because I'm like, I wonder if
how
he went around killing
he
a
ate
bunch
vegetables.
Of animals. Yeah. What if he did that? He made the resolution and he was like, I'm going to be vegetarian or I'm going to, you know, only eat it if I killed the animal. And everybody's thinking, oh, he's going to be vegetarian for real. But then January 1 of the next year rolls around and he's like, I've killed an animal every week. And he's completely different. Total red meat diet. Everybody's like, what happened to Mark? What happened to Mark? He killed animals. He goes, he has a trophy room now, and everybody's like, whoa!
I think it probably makes you value animal life more.
It probably does. It has to, because if you're, you know, like the Lion King, Circle of Life mm-hmm. thing, you're like, man, I can use this for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Clothing, shelter. If you cut the inside out of a tauntaun, like on Star Wars, that's your shelter. You can live in that thing. You just have to find a tauntaun.
Exactly.
I don't know
and
how
a lightsaber?
Yes. I don't know how long it takes to get to Hoth, but if you guys figure it out, let me know. Maybe it worked out. Maybe it didn't. I don't know. So anyway, oh, his next one, wearing a tie every day.
That'd be lame.
Not doing that.
I hate wearing ties.
Recently, sort of figured out how to tie a tie, sort of. My method has always been to let someone else do it for me.
That's what I do.
But now I'm getting closer to knowing how because the Christmas party
yeah.
that we had to dress up for, we went.
I was watching YouTube videos trying to tie
That's
mine.
That's what we did.
And I couldn't get it to work.
That's what we did.
I couldn't do it. So then Julie was like, I can tie it. So I let her have it. She couldn't tie it.
Ah, Don figured it out.
John was like, well, my little brother, he's like, well, I tie ties for choir, so let me tie it. So I let him tie it.
Perfect.
And it looked like crap.
Ah.
It looked terrible. No,
tying ties is a lost art.
And I was like, thanks for tying my tie.
Yeah. It worked out, though. I didn't notice any bad...
It worked out.
I didn't notice any bad tie action.
I was very perturbed.
But you can... I found a really easy-to-use video, and then Dawn, she tied it. I'm not saying I did, but I'm getting closer.
I had a tie in my closet that my dad tied for me.
Yeah.
So I tried to put it on.
Left it tied?
Yeah, I left it tied. I had worn it for years. So I went and, like, put it on, and I was like, oh, man. I must have been, like, a foot shorter when he tied this, because it was, like, super tight on my neck. And then it, like, went halfway down my tummy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, New Year's resolutions. Maybe our New Year's resolutions.
Learn to tie a tie.
Learn to tie a tie.
Not going to do it.
I'm going to do it. That might be mine. Doug, that might be my New Year's resolution.
So, what's Mark's New Year's resolution?
The cool thing is I have a year to figure that out. I'm not going to do it until December. This is great. I feel really good about this one. I feel good. Well, this, I don't know if he put his one... Earlier this week, he made a public call for ideas to help him pick his 2015 resolution. He also listed his past five resolutions in the post. You have pulled something else. Let's see. Okay, over the weekend, the young Facebook founder announced that this year, he would read a new book every other week.
That, as long as they're, like, thick books, I mean...
Yeah.
You can down 100 pages in 2 weeks easy.
Man, let me tell you guys about a book y'all need to read. It's called Danny and the Dinosaur. It was my favorite book when I was a kid. It's a picture book. It's not a chapter book, but it's great.
That's all Mark Zuckerberg is doing. He's reading the entire Franklin the Turtle series.
Franklin the Turtle. He's quoted as saying, "I found reading books very intellectually fulfilling. Books allow you to fully explore a topic and immerse yourself in a deeper way than most media today. I'm looking forward to shifting more of my media diet towards reading books." So I guess his diet is actually just reading. It's not an actual
diet.
It's
not animals or vegetables.
His first book is The End of Power by somebody I can't pronounce. It's a book that explores how the world is shifting to give individual people more power than was traditionally only held, or that was only traditionally held by large governments, militaries, other organizations. The irony being, of course, that Mark Zuckerberg is so powerful because of his social media empire. I guess he inspired thousands of people to read that very same book overnight, and it's like a bestseller on Amazon.
So now he's like the new Oprah.
I guess so.
The Oprah Book Club.
Is he going to be the Z Channel?
He's going to get like his own sticker.
That's pretty cool. I want a sticker. That should be my New Year's resolution. Learn how to tie a tie.
Get a sticker.
Get a sticker. And give it to all my friends.
I've been reading a lot more.
Tell me.
But I prefer fiction.
You prefer...
I prefer fiction.
I read that book, Gone Girl, over the... It's by... Oh, what is her name? I gotta look it up. It's on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, I read that book over the holidays, and it was awesome.
You know, I saw it the other day on my favorite ebook publisher.
Yeah?
Almost bought it.
Gillian Flynn.
But I'm like, I don't know, a third of the way into this trilogy, and...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I remember you telling
me about that trilogy.
And you know, it's lame because I'll, like, get really into it and be all about it. And then I don't read it for a little while because I get busy, and then I just kind of have trouble getting back to it.
Yeah, I understand that. Reading's not, it's not the easiest thing to keep up with.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you kind of get into the middle of a book and it starts waning, you know, and you're kind of like, oh.
Couple lame chapters, just really hard to pick it back up.
But if you persevere, a lot of times if you get to it, it's like, boom, you get to the twist, and you're like, I gotta know!
This author I'm reading is like the king of cliffhangers. You get to like the end of the chapter and you're like, oh!
That's a good way to do it. That's a good one. So, I guess if we could have a question of the day, it would be, did you have a New Year's resolution? I mean, it's January 5th. Maybe you've already given up.
You know, the average person gives up 14 days after the resolution, so maybe on like the 15th, our question of the day should be, have you given up your New Year's resolution?
I like it.
So, you want a list of the top 15?
I would love a list.
Most common New Year's resolutions, number 15, to set goals. So the goal is to set goals.
I like that.
Number 14, stop drinking.
Okay.
I'm assuming that stop drinking alcohol, because you can't live very long without water.
That's true.
Number 13, enjoy life.
Enjoy life.
These are dumb.
They're not dumb.
Number 12, use time better. Does that mean, like, more efficiently or with, like, better tasks?
I'm guessing, okay, I got mine, another one.
You're up to three.
And it blends into this. Okay, so I got tie, read more. Was read more my second one? Yes?
I think so.
Okay, tie, read more. Managing time effectively, staying off my phone. Here's what happened.
A lot of people are resolving that this year. I've heard multiple people talk about spending less time on their phone.
This is what happened. I was in Florida. We were visiting Dawn's family for a week, and her sister Morgan started sending us pictures, and a few pictures came back, and I was in the background looking at my phone.
My brother sent me a picture of like my family up in Idaho over Christmas. Everybody in the room but him is looking at their phone.
I felt so stupid. Everybody else in the picture was like, yeah, family. And then I'm Joker in the back. literally just sitting there looking at my phone. I felt like an idiot.
You know, I once saw this photo online where these people were talking about like how everyone's standing looking at their phone. There's like a picture next to the subway and everybody's looking down at their phone. And there's some snarky caption about it. And then this person replied with a photo from like the 1920s of a bunch of men at a subway station all looking down at their newspaper.
Ah, so it's been like this.
It's been like this forever.
It's always been like this. We just have something else to look at. That's really what it is.
Okay, number 11, increase family time. That kind of goes with using your phone less for a lot of people. Number 10, get closer to God.
All right.
Number 9, go back to school.
Wait, that's number 10 on like a huge list?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Go ahead, sorry.
Number 8, get a better job.
That's a good one. I know my boy Doug, he said he's putting his resume out there, and I was like, Doug. He said, oh, no, no, it's for a different thing. I'm like, cool. Love you. Don't lay me out.
Number 7, find you. Eat healthier.
Yeah,
that's number 6, spend less, save more. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Number 5, stop smoking. Mm-hmm. Number 4, improve health. I think some of these could be combined because improve health is very related to eat healthier.
It's funny to hear how vague a lot of them are. And yeah. I think people intentionally leave resolutions vague
so that they actually have a chance of fulfilling
it. Yeah, so it's like, well, I did get more sleep there in May, so I definitely stuck with it.
I love this one. Be a better person.
Be a better person.
That is as vague as you can get.
What if you are a bad guy? What if you are a villain? To be a better villain, you would have to do...
My New Year's resolution is to stop robbing banks.
No, to be a better villain, you would have to do more evil things.
Oh.
See?
Number 2, exercise more.
That's common.
Number 1, lose weight.
Lose weight. That's the number 1 resolution for everyone. Lose weight. What people don't realize is that they make this resolution to lose weight, and then they go about 2 weeks solid, and they don't see quick results, so they give up.
Mm-hmm. Or they hit the end of the 2 weeks, and they just, like, binge.
Binge. Just
and then gain
eating.
Weight.
Eating, and then sleeping, and playing video games.
You know, one of the worst things for gaining weight is stress. So yep. You make this resolution, and then you stress out about it, and you just gain weight.
It's true.
So the true... moral of the story here.
Yeah, you got to stick with it. That's the hardest part of anything, not even just a New Year's resolution, is just making, like, deciding to do something and then sticking with it.
Because
mm-hmm. you get 2 weeks in, and you're just like, man, I don't care about this anymore. But it's because you're not thinking long term.
I think the trick with a good New Year's resolution is to be specific about what you want to do.
There you go.
Like, make a plan on how to do it, mm-hmm. and then just do it.
And then do it for real.
Like, just get out there and do it. So many people, they, like, want to do something, and it's kind of like this vague idea,
yeah.
and they never have any strategy to complete it or a timeline to do it, and they just procrastinate doing it, and it just never even happens.
It's true. You know what we didn't do?
Hmm.
Traffic.
I know. I watched the clock tick by.
Dang it. Why didn't you say, hey, traffic?
Because we were in the middle of our story.
Well, let's take a quick look, and then we'll take a quick break.
Okay, where's the button? Button.
You got it. Wait, where'd it go?
That's the wrong one.
There it is. Nice. There's two things happening.
Got it.
Yes. Okay. There's an accident off to the side of I-40 West at Carlisle Boulevard. That's exit 160. That's an accident off to the side. So be careful around there. Everything else looking pretty good for your Monday morning commute. That's your look at traffic. Traffic's brought to you by Solomon's Porch here on the Calvary Campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. In Albuquerque, you can give him a call, 505-338-3669. Ask to talk to Michael, because he's a cool guy. And he grew his beard out over the holidays, and I respect it.
It's a nice beard.
It's a good beard.
I can't grow my beard because it gets too itchy. I can physically grow the beard
okay,
out.
Okay, New Year's resolution, grow your beard.
Oh, I don't want to.
And stick with
it. I get like 2 weeks into it, and it is so itchy, I want to just cut my head off.
You just got to roll with it.
So
look
I just
at Doug's beard.
Shave instead.
Look at that guy in there. That thing is happening. I'm going to shave that beard off of you in your sleep, Doug.
If Doug shaves his beard, I will grow my beard.
Doug! Oh, no! That's a pretty good...
You've been challenged.
You've been challenged. More on the challenge when we come back after these messages and some songs.
Thongs.
Songs. Now, you say Team Awesome Morning Party.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now... say static.
Okay, you guys.
No.
It's been a long...
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at him.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
I totally messed up the traffic thing a while ago, so I'm going to get it right.
But
it's 9:16.
I nailed the intro.
You nailed it,
I nailed
buddy.
It.
You nailed it, Nailer. All right. There's an accident off to the side. I-40 West at Carlisle Boulevard. That's exit 160. I-40 West at Carlisle. Accident off to the side. Nothing else is popping up on the map. But again, if you see something, you can give us a call. If you email us, I probably won't get the email until like 20 minutes after you send it. So not as effective. But if you call us, that's instant. Mm-hmm. So that would be good. Traffic brought to you this morning by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. You can give them a call, 505-338-3669, and complain about how we don't ever do traffic correctly. That's your look at traffic.
All right. It's a good look at traffic.
It's a good look. So we're talking about New Year's resolutions. And Daniel says he refuses to make them.
I refuse to make New Year's resolutions. And I think that's because you're better off to just go out and do something. Why bother making like some big deal out of some resolve and whatnot?
Right.
And then not actually do it when you could just be like, I want to do this, so I'm going to do it. And maybe that's the type of person I am. I'm just kind of a person who does things.
Yeah.
You know? Some people just kind of sit around.
I get that. I feel like, though, people do it because they think it's the start of a new year. This is the best time for me to begin with my New Year's resolution, you know? And they just try to... People like dates. They like dates, and they like to be able to track it back to an easy time to remember, you know, so January 1.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, and you know, everybody, if you're like me, you get super, like, reflective around the holidays.
Yeah, I don't.
I get super reflective. Like, man, what did I do this year? I didn't change any. I'm a worse person than I've ever been.
I usually look, like, coming up on New Year's, I tend to look back at the last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm usually not, like sad or bummed or anything like that. It's usually like, holy crap.
Yeah.
That happened.
This year is gone.
Like, that 2014 was nuts for me.
It's crazy that it goes by so quickly the older you get.
Yeah.
It's like, boom, boom,
it really
boom.
Does. It gets a lot faster when you have kids, too.
Oh, great.
It does.
I was telling some people over the holidays, I was like, man, people do not understand how to sell me, like, that baby having babies is a good thing. I was like, people don't get it. Because it's the dumbest conversation, and I've had to have it. The conversation always begins with something else I'm going to have to give up. It always begins with that. It's like, oh, you like this? Get ready to give that up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's wonderful.
It's totally
it's
worth it.
It's such a blessing. Yeah, and you're not selling, like, if you, that, it's not selling it.
You don't need Netflix or Hulu Plus. You can just watch the baby.
You're just going to watch Mickey's Clubhouse all the time? Just get Disney Channel.
You know what you start to notice, though, is
what?
That a lot of children's programming was designed with adults in mind as well.
So you can kind of pick up on things that are funny, and you're like, mm-hmm. yes, finally, something to keep my attention. It is funny, though. My New Year's resolution is to somehow get past all of the things that people have told me I'm going to have to give up for the baby and just love the baby for what it is and not think of those other things. Like, seriously, so many, it's every good thing that I love, people say, you're going to have to give that up. Yeah, but it's wonderful. It doesn't suck. It's the best thing ever. And I'm just weighing that against everything that everybody has said. And I'm like, man, having a baby is the worst.
So I'm going to go ahead and go Christianese on you here.
Let's hear it, Daniel. It's been 45 minutes.
You're going to have to give up all sorts of stuff.
Yes.
To have this child.
Right.
And it's going to be totally worth it.
Yes.
You're going to understand that when it comes.
Okay.
And then you're going to have to think about how God gave up so much to send his son.
You're making me so disappointed right now in everything. I'm so sad. Now this is, and I get it. Don't get me wrong, everybody. People have called me and said, "Why are you so anti-baby?" I'm pretending right now. It's a joke. I'm so excited about our baby.
I can't wait.
But I am not excited about how people frame the conversation about having a baby. Just go with the positive first. Two positives and a negative. That's how you do it. That's mm-hmm. like simple psychology.
Now, do you prefer a positive, negative, positive?
No, I want two positives and a negative.
So you prefer the good news and then the bad news.
I want double good news.
Double good news and then the bad news.
I want great news, good news, and then the bad news. That's what I want. It's going to be like, your baby is going to be the best thing that has ever happened to you. It's going to show you, it's going to help you understand how to love in a completely different way. Also, you're going to have to give some stuff up. How much better is that conversation? It's like, oh, well, it makes sense because it sounds like it's going to be worth it. But when you start off with, oh, do you like going to the movies? Get ready to never do that again. But it's going to be great. That's not the way to do it. My New Year's resolution is to love that baby no matter what.
Despite all the things you have to give up.
Yes. Despite it. Okay, Doug has got us a list of funny New Year's resolutions. That's what we're talking about. In case you don't know, this is Mateo. This is DJ Boss Man Dan right here. Say hello.
Hello.
He's replacing Steve-O right now because Steve-O's on vacation. He's on vacation.
Vacation.
Vacation, quote unquote. And we're talking about New Year's resolutions. It's the first show back of the new year for us here at Team Awesome Morning Party. So Doug found us some New Year's resolution on Twitter. This one says, my New Year's resolution is that donuts are good for me.
Do not read the second one.
That's achievable. Pre-read them. Okay. You got it, Doug. You know if you put anything on the prompter, I'm going to read it. First resolution of 2014. This is from a year ago. Never regret getting the NPR logo tattooed on my forehead last night.
Mark of the beast.
Okay. That's a little strong. That's a little strong. My New Year's resolution is to find out what's making Shia LaBeouf so angry. Because he is angry. Don't read that one. These are... My New Year's resolution, this comes from David Spade, was to start smoking. One day in, and I've already stopped. Hashtag quitter. Quitter on Twitter. Here's some 12... Oh, was there another one you want to read this?
I thought the Kanye one was pretty good.
Where is that?
I lost it.
Oh, here it is. My New Year's resolution is to love myself like Kanye loves himself and believe in myself like Kanye believes in himself.
Right.
He's successfully made it to where there are really no other people in the world.
I know.
Except for himself. That's strong. Is it strong?
I like that one.
New Year's resolution. This year, I'm going to incorporate I don't roll that way into at least one conversation a week.
Yeah, you could do that, Matt, but I don't roll that way.
Okay, forget to make a resolution. Just write out everything you did last night, and at the beginning, add the word stop.
But I like sleeping.
Nope. New Year's resolution is to stop crying at Google commercials. Because
I've never seen a Google commercial.
They're very sad. They are touching. Touching commercials. Have you seen the iPad commercials or whatever where they're like, they're celebrating for the holidays and there's the one person that's off by themselves all the time. They're messing with their iPad and everybody's kind of mad. But then at the end, it's like they made a family video and it was all worth it.
Aww.
It's kind of touching, but then it's kind of like, yeah, but you didn't hang out with your family. Jim Gaffigan says his New Year's resolution is to be less perfect, which is going to be tough for that guy. So here are some resolutions that might be a little easier for you to handle. Number one, don't join a gym.
I'm going to do that one.
You're going to do that one?
Already done.
Bear with us. Yes, it's admirable that you want to get in shape in 2015 and maybe even shed a few pounds, but research has shown that more than half of those who belong to gyms don't actually go to the gym. Instead of committing to a pricey gym membership, a lot of them require signing contracts and initiation fees and all that crazy stuff. Simply because it's the new year, get in a routine of taking a la carte workout classes until you're sure you're ready to fully commit.
Mm.
This reminds me of like when I was a kid and I was like, I want to learn how to play the bass. I'm going to get the best bass possible. I need like a $2,000 Fender American, blah, blah, blah. And then you learn very quickly that unless you're committed, you don't need to buy the most expensive thing.
Nope.
You need to get a low-end something that's probably going to wind up in the closet in the corner collecting dust. Because mm-hmm. nothing collects dust better than a low-end, you know, Fender model, mm-hmm. Squire. That's what you want. You want a good dust collector because that's probably where it's going to end up. Number two, use all of your vacation time, even if you don't go anywhere.
I do that.
You do that. Mm-hmm. And we've had to convince Steve-O to do that.
Yep.
That's why he's not here, because he finally used his vacation time. In the past, you've made the resolution to take more vacations, but for whatever reason, you have not. You certainly aren't alone. A whopping 40% of Americans don't use all of their paid vacation days. Say it with us. I don't have to save vacation days for actual vacation.
Sometimes I just take a day off to not be here.
To not be here. To be somewhere else.
Yep.
And so, that is a good thing.
It is healthy to unplug from work.
Yeah, you need to. You need to. And you waste vacation days if you don't do that.
You're earning them.
You might as well use them.
Mm-hmm.
Trust us. You need your vacation. Watch an hour less TV a day. This is totally doable. We can all do this, especially if you're like me and you don't have cable.
Yeah, I don't have cable. I don't have an antenna plugged in, so I only have Netflix and occasionally Hulu Plus. And we watch, like, maybe... Well, I do. My wife watches more. I watch, like, maybe an hour and a half of TV a day.
Yeah. It's true. We just do, like...
And it's, like, after dinner, kids are put in bed, we watch, like, a 45-minute show and then go to sleep.
Now, it does seem to me that when you have children, this would be a lot easier to do.
Yeah.
Because, well, at least for you...
The offset, though, is it's really tempting to just place your kids in front of Netflix and let it just roll through.
Just babysitter.
Yeah.
Babysitter. And we all know what happens. If you've seen The Cable Guy, that's what happened to him. And
that's what happened to Doug?
That's what happened to Doug. And now poor Doug, he's just in there trying to figure out how to be social. He's trying to make friends. It's hard. Those are hard waters to navigate, but we're helping him out. Know as much about current events as you do about the Kardashians.
Done. I know nothing about the Kardashians.
Mitch is a huge Kardashian fan. She loves watching it. She knows everything about Kanye and Kim and the whole family.
Kanye's a Kardashian?
Isn't he? Doug, is Kanye a Kardashian? Yeah, he is. Right?
Doug is affirming that as truth.
Yeah, he's got it. He's got it.
I know more about current events.
You can rattle off every single outfit Northwest wore this year, along with a timeline of Kylie Jenner's lip transformation, but you can't speak with authority about current events? Hey, we love spending time with First Family of Fame as much as anyone, but we suggest balancing it out with some knowledge of the 2016 presidential hopefuls and the ruble's recent tumble. Rubles? Rubles?
Ruble.
Ruble.
The Russian currency.
That? Oh, I didn't know. Tell me about that.
Russia's economy is, like, non-existent at this point.
Oh, you know what? I did see a thing where Vladimir Putin, he was initially blaming it on the West, and then he finally said, well, some of that's our fault.
Now, the reason I came on to this story in the first place is because I was reading news about Apple products.
Right.
And Apple had to jack up the price on the iPhone in Russia. They were, like, upping the price every week as the ruble dropped. So that's how I, like, found out something was going on in Russia's economy.
But you got there.
But then I was like, oh, what's going on in Russia's economy?
I gotta know. Yeah. Go see a doctor about that thing that you're ignoring. This is important. A lot of people have a certain thing that they're ignoring.
I haven't been to the doctor... since I was 16.
It's been a while for me. I'll tell you where I need to go. And this is just brutal honesty. I need to go to the dentist.
Okay.
I've got to. I didn't go any last year.
I now have dental insurance.
Yes.
And so I really should go.
So
but
do I.
I hate going to the dentist.
I know. I'm with you. Here's why. Because when I didn't have insurance, you know, when you're in a band, you don't have insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You just have a prayer and a guitar. But anyway, yeah. So I... anytime I would go to the dentist, it was always like with a Groupon offer. And every time I went, it was just worse news.
Oh.
It was just worse. At one point, it was going to cost about $15,000 to fix my mouth.
Woo.
Bad teeth here.
See, I have pretty good teeth, and I brush and floss and rinse a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually when I go, it's like, well, one of the cavities you had as a kid that was filled, the filling needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
But there's nothing new.
Picture this, but multiply it times 1,000 in bad ways, and you have what happens to me.
My dad didn't go to the dentist for, like, 30 years.
Yeah.
And then he finally went as he was retiring. He was like, well,
I'll go to the dentist.
I should probably go get checked up before I lose my insurance.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with his mouth.
Not even a bit.
Not a single cavity.
Okay, so here's how it goes when I go to the dentist. Maybe that should be my fourth New Year's resolution. Go to the dentist. Somebody called us a while ago to said that my second, or to tell me that my second New Year's resolution was actually make a sticker.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot about that already. So we're throwing that one out. It's going to be read more. Anyway, I should go see it. I should definitely go. But this is how the conversation goes. I walk in and I say, I hope you're ready because you're about to see the worst mouth you've ever seen. And then inevitably it's, well, it's not the worst mouth we've ever seen. That's how it used to go. But now anytime I've gone in, it's like, it's not the worst mouth we've ever seen, but it's close. And I'm getting closer and closer. Positive things, I brush at least twice a day, and I floss every day because I have to.
You floss a lot.
I do floss a lot. Usually I floss right after I eat.
You take care of your mouth almost as much as the web guys around here do.
What does that mean?
The web guys are always brushing their teeth. Every single one of
them. Oh, I've noticed that, too. See, I don't do that.
Like, every time I go in the bathroom, there's a web guy brushing his teeth.
I'm always looking for the floss, though. And it's weird. It's rude. I shouldn't do that in front of people. But
floss?
I'm like... it's gross. Stop hitting the snooze button is the next one.
I intentionally set my alarm, like, 10, 20 minutes earlier.
Yeah, that's what I do.
So I can snooze. Because the sleep that you get in the snooze period is better than the entire night.
It's true, because you're like, I don't... And you're back. You're like, whoa, 20 minutes gone.
Yep.
That is so true. We know hitting the snooze button just feels so good in the morning, but surprise, it's actually bad for your health. The habit is likely one of the many reasons why your body feels like it's not getting enough sleep. Remember our sleep conversation earlier that you slept through? That's what we were talking about. Hitting the snooze in the short term will confuse your body about when you're going to get up, creating a temporary condition called sleep inertia. Maybe the sleep isn't good for you that we're thinking is so good.
Feels great.
It leaves you feeling groggy, fuzzy-headed when you do wake up for at least a few hours. In the long term, not having a set wake-up time can completely mess up your internal clock, making it next to impossible for your body to know when you should get up without feeling tired. And you thought you were giving your body an extra 15 minutes of sleep, you're actually just jacking everything up. My sleep clock is good, and I know this because I kept waking up in Florida when I would be waking up here.
That's terrible.
It was awful.
My sleep clock is a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Oh, gosh. That's my life soon. Doug, that baby letting you sleep yet? He's getting some sleep? That's cool. I'm glad to hear that.
My kids all slept really great as babies, and then once they got like old enough to enjoy doing things, now they just won't sleep. And the best part, like, my room is next to Emily and Jaden's room.
Yeah.
And that's my 2- and 3-year-old. And, like, I have to cross past it to go down the stairs in the morning.
Right.
And I'll be, like, trying to sneak by because it's, like, dark and Julie's still asleep and I don't want to wake people up.
Right.
And I'm, like, sneaking by and I hear, woohoo! Daddy!
Woohoo! Is that what they do?
That's what Jaden does. He's, like, standing up in his crib, staring through the crack in the door, waiting for somebody to walk by.
That's funny.
And as soon as they do, it's, woohoo!
That's funny. He's got a wake-up call for you.
Yep.
Speaking of family, a good resolution that you can keep. We're talking about New Year's resolutions right now. Call your grandmother every once in a while. Or just call a family member.
Mm-hmm.
Call your mom. Call your dad. Call your aunt. Call your college friend that lives across the country. Sometimes setting goals that are so lofty and realistically unattainable means that you'll forget the little things in life that actually make big differences to other people and which are totally doable on your end. Calling your grandmother will make her day. Calling your mom will make her day. I know that because when I call my mom, she's so happy. So happy. When I call my dad, he's just confused.
Like,
what happened? What do you need? Like, I just wanted to call and say I love you. And he goes, I love you too. What's wrong?
While I was a teenager, whenever I called my dad, it was pretty much because I got in a wreck or my car broke down. That no longer happens anymore.
Speaking of calling people, stop sleeping with your iPhone. Almost half of Americans who own smartphones sleep with their phones next to their beds. Just a few reasons why this is really bad for you. Looking at your cell phone right before you go to sleep will mess with your melatonin, which means it will be harder for you to go to sleep. This is true for me.
Mm-hmm. So there's actually a lot of science behind that too, and it has to do with the wavelengths of light.
Oh.
So have you seen daylight light bulbs?
I think.
They're the, like, blue ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The blue wavelengths are the same wavelengths you see outside, and they trigger your brain to stop producing melatonin and to produce cortisol, which wakes you up.
What?
Yeah. So, actually, like, if you want help waking up in the morning, like, put on a blue wallpaper or something and look at your phone when you first wake up, and it'll help you wake up.
No way!
Yeah, I actually have, like, a picture of ocean on my iPad.
And that helps you wake up?
It helps me wake up. Like, you can almost feel it when you look at it.
Oh,
wakes you up.
It does want... I want to wake up now.
But at the same time, I like to read before I go to sleep sometimes.
Yeah.
So I'll read on my iPad, but it has the, like, black background.
Okay. And if you turn your brightness all the way down, does that help?
It will help.
That's what I do.
But, like, if you have, like, reds or, like, oranges, it's not going to have the same effect as the blues.
That's what I should do.
Which is why, like, a lot of indoor light bulbs are kind of yellowish.
Let me ask you this. If you walk around at night, like maybe in your neighborhood, with a pair of night vision goggles so you can see your enemies, is that going to help you sleep?
No.
Okay. Maybe I should not do that anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Number 9, vow to know where your money's going. We aren't suggesting that you make some crazy pact with yourself to put away 40% of your take-home salary or that you suddenly become a stock market whiz and make a gajillion dollars this year. Simply decide to be aware of how and when and what you're spending your money on.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. What is it, Dave Ramsey? It says every dollar should be labeled. Every dollar has a name or something, and you know right where it's going.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be. I don't know for fact. I'm not a Dave Ramsey kind of guy.
Yeah, Steve-O is. I'll ask him when he gets back.
I think he's got a lot of great points, but I think there's a lot of life that necessitates different uses.
Oh, that's totally true. It's a lot easier to tell people how to use their money when you're a millionaire.
Mm-hmm.
Clean sheets are one of life's simple pleasures, but according to research, only 35% of adults change their sheets once a week. I try to wash the sheets a lot. Is that the same as changing? It's not the same, but is that as effective?
No, that is the same thing.
Okay.
That's what they're saying. They want you to have clean sheets. Now, like, we tend to do ours monthly.
Oh.
But we're not, like, gross, and they're not dirty.
I don't know, man. You might be pretty gross.
Like, they don't smell, and there's no gross things on them, and they look perfectly clean, and they feel fine.
Well, there's probably a heck of a lot of people out there sleeping in dirty sheets. So, hey, New Year's resolution, clean your sheets.
Yeah, clean your sheets.
Why not, right?
Clean your bathroom.
That's
clean your house.
Just clean. That's a good one.
And, like, when I was sick, we washed everything.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I try to clean the apartment. Granted, it's an apartment, so it's a lot easier. But I try to clean it, like, one big clean a week and then, like, a couple of little cleans here and there. That's what I try to do. Mm-hmm. Call them little cleans.
Yeah, like, we keep the house clean for the most part, but then we, like, deep clean.
Yeah.
Pretty much, like, every payday.
But I've got animals like every running other week. Around.
And we don't have animals. We just have kids.
We have, like, one of those. You know how you can buy those things that get the like, lint roller?
Mm-hmm.
I get a lint roller. And they make them specifically for pet dander.
Mm-hmm.
And so I go around and lint roll the whole apartment. Not the carpet, but all the furniture and the bed and everywhere the cats are. I go around and do that a lot because I don't want hair everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a mess. Gross. I don't want to walk into your place and it smell like cat pee.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, Steve-O did a really good job while I was gone.
Good.
He's the man. I miss you, Steve-O. You'll never listen. Number 11, ask for a raise.
Don't.
Hey, Daniel?
No. Don't.
Just
don't.
Throwing it out there. What's up with that raise stuff? Maybe I should get one. Is that the best way to ask? Two positives and a negative. Daniel, you are a great boss. Daniel, there's money somewhere. That's good.
Whenever I asked for a raise, I would always, like, produce this big argument for why I deserved it.
Yeah, like this treatise.
It was like, this is why I think I should get a raise.
These are my contributions.
Do you agree or disagree? If you agree, then you are honor bound to give me a raise.
Agree to disagree and give me a raise.
It didn't always work. Because it'd be like, I agree with all these statements, and you deserve a raise, but you're not getting one.
You're not getting one. Thank you for your time.
Yep.
Dang it. Haven't gotten a raise in a while. Chances are, particularly if you're a woman, it's because you're not asking for one. That's right. The one thing that is standing between you and more money is probably just asking your boss a simple question. What are you waiting for? Best case scenario, you get turned
down.
That's
not the question.
No. This is the thing. Best case scenario, you get turned down.
Worst case scenario, you get turned down. Best case scenario, you get the raise.
Yes. This thing is incorrect. Because, yes, best case scenario, it works.
Mm-hmm.
Worst case, they just say no.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, we can't do that right
now. You're usually not going to get fired if you ask for a raise.
Just for asking for
Unless
a raise.
You walk in there and you're like, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And I deserve a raise.
I could do your job
I
better
should be
than you.
Doing your job.
Yeah. I could do it so much better than you and get paid more for it. Will you
know,
pay me
You
more?
Know what is a bad idea, though, is like banding together with other employees.
Like a mutiny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Because it may seem like a good idea amongst the employees, but the manager does not like that.
No, because then they feel threatened.
And especially if you're not like in a really skilled position, they'll just replace you.
It's true. Hey, Doug, will you tell Mitch that thing we were all going to talk to Daniel about, we're going to table that. Number 12, meditate for just 1 minute a day. Now, we would say pray.
Mm-hmm.
And you should definitely go for it for more than a minute.
Without ceasing,
Without
as Paul
ceasing
says.
Is what the word says. Don't make some crazy New Year's resolution that you're going to carve out an hour a day for quote-unquote me time. It doesn't happen. Studies have shown that micro-meditation, which is basically like a smaller version of me time or whatever, can have an impact on your stress level and overall emotional state. Now, I'm going to go the extra mile, if you will, with this. And I'll just say, if you pray through things, it's been my experience. And by no means am I saying that I am like the end-all, be-all about prayer because I'm terrible at it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely something that I could totally improve at. But it seems like when you just pray through things, it you don't get as stressed as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot simpler, and it helps you remember your place in things, you know. Dawn calls it future tripping. It's a word that they made up in Firefly. It's when you start, and everybody does it, so if you're out there listening, I'm about to describe you, so listen up. What we do is we come up with all these scenarios. Well, then this could happen, and this could happen, and this could happen. And before you know it, you're months down the road, and all these things have happened. But then if you take a second and look, nothing, none of that has usually happened. Like, zero.
Mm-hmm.
None of, it's all based on what-ifs and crazies.
And you tend to assume the worst.
Always.
You usually don't think about, like, good things or even neutral things that could happen.
We as a culture are very pessimistic.
Mm-hmm.
So pessimistic. It's everywhere. It's in our entertainment. It's in, you know, it's probably just in our DNA. We're pessimistic.
You know what might even be healthy in a situation like that? Is what? Maybe even, like, write down some of these terrible ideas that you're just convinced are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then look back at them and see, like, the good things that happened in their place.
Yep. That's a good idea. Daniel!
That would be a good New Year's resolution for someone.
That's a great New Year. I should do that. Because I totally, like, I start playing through things in my head, and I, like, literally will stop and be like, I am in June, and all this horrible stuff, and nothing good has happened. Not, like, zero good, and everything bad has happened, and it makes zero sense. Especially, I used to do that in the band a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, well, we should go out on, but we'll never get this tour, and then we'll probably get, all, you know, this will happen, and then we'll this, and this, and then, and you would just get months down the road, years down the road, and your life would just suck.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the end of it. And it doesn't have to be that way. And so one of the best ways for it to not do that is, number one, do what Daniel said and make that list of, make your list of all your bad things that are going to happen. And then in a few months' time, see if any of them happen.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, and more importantly, probably just pray through things.
Definitely.
Because that'll get you to a much better place. Much better place. Daniel, it's time for traffic.
Traffic time.
Traffic time. What happened?
It's right there.
We'll get it. By Friday, this thing's going to be rocking, everybody. And then it'll be time for Steve-O to come back. Anyway, nothing to report right now. It does look like there's a bit of congestion at Loretta Drive Northwest and Alameda. Traffic down to like 8 miles an hour. I don't know if there's been an accident or what. It's not showing up. But that's all that I can see in the Albuquerque metro area and a little bit beyond. If you see anything and you think we need to talk about it because we're missing it and we need to shut up about whatever it is we are talking about, give us a call, 505-338-3700, and we'll listen to your traffic. Doug will pick up and talk to you. He's the man. Anyway, traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road here on the Calvary campus. You can give them a call at 505-338-3669. They've got some delightful coffee things.
I had coffee this morning.
You had coffee?
It was delicious.
There you go.
An iced mocha.
Ah, and they have pastries too. Doug's always going on those pastries.
The breakfast burrito was filling.
It was filling. And it was good.
Was.
And with that, guys, I think it's about time for us to get on out of here.
Hmm.
Do you have the... Look at you! You have the outro ready.
I'm getting on top of things here.
You are. We covered a lot of ground today. We talked a little bit about sleep. And that put everybody to sleep, so we shifted gears, talked about New Year's resolutions.
We talked about sending poop through the Postal Service.
Right, and we figured out that was a pretty crappy conversation. So we got out of that, too.
Terrible idea.
Don't bring it up. We'll talk about it again tomorrow, I'm sure.
We did the New Year's resolutions.
Oh, we totally did. And we've decided that we're never going to make one again.
That's right.
That's our New Year's resolution. Guaranteed. Tomorrow is Tuesday, and that means New Music Tuesday, and that means Quality Tam Tuesday, and it's going to be a really good time. Are you going to come back?
I'm going to be back.
He's going to be back. All right, well, that's it for us. This is Team Awesome Morning Party saying goodbye.